Gavin McInnes is back with his all-new online network, freespeech.tv. Gavin McInnes, Joe Biggs, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Soph, all at freespeech.tv.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Take a deep breath and say this as calmly as I can. This morning, I woke up and my wife was highly agitated. She never is. She said, I've got a really bad feeling about today. She said, we really need to just come home early and watch the kids. And I said, what do you have a bad feeling about? She said, I don't know. I get to work. Kit Daniels, a couple hours ago, walks up to me. And he says, Alex, I've got a really bad feeling about today. Gamerson, I'll have to come back, guys. I'm just going to talk about it next segment. I'm going to restart next segment. I have to do it. And that's just the best I can do. That's all I can do at this point. The headline's up on Infowars.com. And I'm going to restart next segment, and I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to cover all this live on this transmission for you. I'm going to go to a special report, though, here right now, the beginning of Paul Joseph Watson's report. It's very important. It's clip three, and that is the truth about the Extinction Rebellion. And then we come back, I'm going to cover the most important issue that you could possibly cover, period. Because as we began to focus this morning, everybody was really concerned. No one knew why. Because it was our subconscious brains more powerful than the conscious. And then it all just came into plain view for everyone here. So we're going to be doing that when we come back, breaking that down next segment. Please tell everyone you know to tune in right now. Believe me, this is vitally important beyond anything you can probably even imagine. We'll be laying it all out here in just a few minutes, but here's that report.
When discussing climate change, it's important to focus on the hard data and not just be tempted to laugh at the insane behavior of climate change activists. So I'm going to discuss hard data. But not before I laugh at the insane behavior of climate change activists. I mean, there's just so much material. Because when you're trying to communicate the serious, sober, dire straits message that the Earth is in peril, what better way to do so than this? Well, I was a bit skeptical before, but that's me convinced. No, wait. Now I'm convinced. If only we could figure out a technological way to harness the power of crazy to replace fossil fuels, because Jesus Christ, it's in plentiful supply. Then there's this guy. Another fountain of rational credibility. But get this, they arrested him when he was about to save the Amazon.
He's here to save the Amazon!
Amazon's f***ed now, press F to pay respects. Then there's this guy.
I'm just a father of two children that's very frightened of their future.
Imagine turning on the TV and seeing your dad crying because of the weather. Psychologists are warning about a new trend of eco-anxiety amongst children. They're literally terrifying kids into believing that their parents and all their friends are going to be dead in 12 years.
100 years ago, weather-related disasters killed 500,000 people a year. Today, it's 20,000 a year. A reduction of 95%, it does not lead to a death of billions. I mean, aren't you scaring people with this rhetoric, aren't you?
Alarmist language works.
Then there's this. Is that? Go clean up a beach or something. This isn't a protest. This isn't taking action. It's a social occasion. It's Burning Man on Thames. it's a bunch of sanctimonious, privileged, posh twats lecturing working-class people on why their living standards should be reduced even further. Hundreds of middle-class vegans occupying Smithfield Meat Market, preventing ordinary working people...
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth now. We've got it. Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, October 17th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we've got some massive news to cover here today for you. President Trump is scheduled to give a rally speech, an event tonight in Dallas, Texas, north of where I sit. I'm coming to you from Austin. And we're going to have five members of our crew up there and two reporters giving live coverage. Then this morning, I'm watching David Knight once I got into the office, and he's playing a clip of Joe Biden talking about we need to stop fighting with each other and focus on removing Trump on the 17th. And then Biden closes his eyes and then changes the subject. Then Nancy Pelosi today got up during a press conference and looked completely freaked out and whacked out. And I had people in the office coming up to me. I had phone calls. I had text messages I never get saying Pelosi looks particularly crazy today. And did you see her hold up her arm and tap on and point at bullets that she's never worn, projectiles hanging around her wrist? So Biden says, and it takes a few days for anybody to notice, he says two nights ago that they're going to remove Trump on the 17th. Then he goes, oh, he shouldn't have said that, but clearly it's a message. Pelosi is holding up her arm during a press conference, looking totally freaked out, saying that she's so sad about Elijah Cummings dying, while she's pointing at bullets on a bracelet on her wrist. This is beyond signaling. This is straight out. And then you've got Elijah Cummings dying in his home, reportedly been sick for months. We already know that. But just the timing of all of this, and then we're only a month or so away from the next anniversary in Dallas of President Kennedy getting his head blown off in Dealey Plaza. And as soon as we came to this realization this morning, Kit Daniels, one of our great writers and researchers, went in and lined up the dates because of leap years and the way years line up. On the calendar, this is the same day that Kennedy was killed. If you look at the physical days on the calendar, when Kennedy was killed in Dallas in 1963. And then you've got all of these people like Phil Mudd, who ran assassinations. He gave the orders at the CIA saying, we're going to stab Giuliani in the back. We're going to kill Trump. You've got all these calls to assassinate Trump. It's amazing. So all of these things are lining up. And I always go with my gut because I've learned how right it is. My wife was really upset this morning saying, I have a bad feeling. Come on early. We shouldn't, you know, I just have a bad feeling. And she's never like that. Kit Daniels this morning, 2 hours ago, said, man, I got a bad feeling about today. I got a bad feeling about the crew up in Dallas. And I said, well, what's your bad? He goes, I don't know. And I've known Kit many years. He's never talked like that. And I'm like, yeah, my wife was upset this morning. And everybody can feel it. Everybody's been upset the last few weeks. And they're saying they're going to kill the president on the news, that they're going to remove him outside of impeachment. And then Pelosi comes out and says, well, we're not going to move forward with impeachment right now. We've got this secret hearing going on that's not really a real trial. It's a kangaroo court. It's a coup behind closed doors. Cummings dies. He's involved in the whole thing. Trump's about to be in Dallas. And if they were planning to try to assassinate Trump in Dallas tonight, us talking about it and us exposing it could stop it from happening. But I think it's very reasonable to say his life's in serious danger when we've had the deep state on television, Clapper and Brennan, saying we're going to remove him outside of law. We're going to remove him. You'll see. That was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. I said that's a clear threat to the president right there. And I called for people to call the Secret Service. Well, the Secret Service called me and they said, listen, we're not calling thinking you're threatening the president. We were told by someone in the White House to call you and get any more details you have. And I said, any more details I have? They're on TV saying they're going to remove him outside of impeachment. That means grab him, drug him, or shoot him, or kidnap him. And there was a leading Secret Service agent said, no, you're right. That's what we think, too. Well, who do you think is leading this? And I said, you know who. It's Comey. It's Brennan. It's Clapper. But they all work for Hillary and for the permanent deep state and Obama, who put stay-behind networks there. And I sent the Secret Service all the articles where they admitted all this. So they're still in command of part of the government. They're saying Trump's not real. They're saying he works for foreign governments. They're saying he's working with foreign governments again. They're saying all his supporters work for foreign governments. And they're saying that they're getting ready to take them out. Not just Trump, but his supporters. So let's roll this clip of two nights ago. The former vice president, the gangster thug, Joe Biden, in what is a clear as day threat. Because then you line it up. We've got to focus on removing Trump on the 17th. That's today. Here it is.
My son's statement speaks for itself. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that George Washington worried.
My son's statement speaks for itself. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that.
And they've been saying they want to remove him. And they're going to do it by force. They're going to do it by the 22nd Amendment. So that's criminals that have a history of things like this, with a gun loaded, with the safety off, with the firearm cocked, with the gun to our head. And so we better take it serious. I will be here live tonight covering it. I'm tempted to get in my car and drive to Dallas after I get off at 2 o'clock today. Paul Watson hosts the fourth hour. But you notice all hell's breaking loose. I did so much preparation for this show. I've had so much incredible news that I was just dedicated to covering it all. And then like a ton of bricks, it all crystallized 10 minutes before the show. And that wasn't an act earlier when you saw me, if you were watching the first 5 minutes and I had to go off air. I've never choked on air. I've never not been able to broadcast. I don't get scared in front of crowds of 10,000 people or on national TV. You've seen it. I can barely do the show right now. And I appreciate this crew because they are very close to this zeitgeist as well, like we all are, and it's very stressful for them. So we need your prayers here that we have a steady hand and that we have a spirit, not of fear, but of strength and power and discernment, which I do. I'm not afraid. I'm just the magnitude of all of this, and you can see it right there, that they say they want him dead. They produce all these movies about him dead. They have images of his severed head everywhere. And then they have these top people that run assassination operations saying they're going to kill him. They're totally making their move right now. They're apoplectic because Trump's getting ready to have them indicted. The indictments are there. That's confirmed. And the word is the AG report's coming out any day now. So the planets are aligned. And so we'd be dumb to not be saying they plan to assassinate him. And history repeats. And the globalists want to send a message. And if I know Trump, he's not going to cancel tonight, but everybody should be calling the Secret Service, the White House, everybody. And then they can say, oh, look, they said they'd try to kill him, but it didn't happen. Oh, they're conspiracy theorists. That means we would have stopped it. You can feel it. You know it. They're going to have a coup attempt on President Trump tonight in Dallas. I feel it. It's all been hiding. You're playing Pew. Trump's in Dallas tonight. They're going to try to kill him. Everybody knows it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They've been saying they're going to kill him. The guy that ran the CIA assassination teams, Phil Mudd. He's been saying he's going to kill Giuliani. They've been saying they're going to remove him outside of impeachment. Elijah Cummings drops dead. Nancy Pelosi gets up on TV looking completely psychotic. My phone's ringing, text messages. Everybody's like, look at her. She looks 10 times crazier than ever. Owen Schroyer was tweeting out. He's not even in the office for hours. Wow, Pelosi looks nuts. Everyone saw it. We're going to play part of it coming up. We're like, what is it? My wife's like, don't go to work. I'm scared. She's calling me up. Going, I just am worried. Come home. Kit Daniels says, I'm worried. Because we have a sixth sense, folks. Maybe an 8.5 is about to hit L.A. and it's going to drop in the ocean. You know, they're 20-something years behind an earthquake. They just came out and proved that there's all these microquakes they could never detect. That is what birds and mice are scared of. The ancients knew. You see rats and mice climbing out of their holes, hauling ass. The Romans knew that. They had a lot of volcanoes over there. If you saw the rats and stuff hauling ass out of the town, people would say, well, in a couple days, we're going to have a big earthquake. Get ready. In fact, in a lot of earthquake-stricken areas, ancient Japan, China, they would leave the cities when they saw the animals running because they knew the animals were more sensitive than us. So maybe a massive earthquake's about to hit. You know, I've had these feelings of dread before, and then they always come true, but it's something else. Maybe it's a stock market crash. But something big is already happening and is about to happen because all the anxiety I've been having the last few months is now at explosion level. Rah! Rah! I'm serious. I can barely do the show right now. And my whole life, I didn't go with my gut. And now I've been going with my gut the last 5 years or so, and it's just like it's never wrong. But it can be confused. Our spirits, our guts, and all the cells that pick up everything going on in the universe, you know, big studies are out that your skin picks up light and your skin picks up wind and your skin picks up all these things and has its own brain. Everybody always knew that. And you get depressed if you don't get sunlight. That's in studies. All the ancients already had it all figured out. We ignore all that to our own peril. But what I'm getting at, I'll do it next segment. Is I'm going to scientifically, historically, mathematically, with the evidence, walk through the fact that they are going to try to assassinate the president because they don't have the votes in the Senate and they've tried to threaten everybody and it's not worked. And yes, Pelosi has this secret court. It's illegal. It's not a real impeachment hearing. She wanted to get the evidence in that to bring forward the full impeachment. And yes, Mitch McConnell says he believes they're going to impeach Trump. He says by Christmas, they're going to have a trial because Pelosi's already set the timetable. They said that 2 weeks ago. And people are like, Jones claims he knows when they're going to have the trial. There goes Jones. They said what they were going to do. You don't go off the press conferences. You go off what they put out to their members that's public but not easy to find. And she said, whenever this started, what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? She said, we're going to have the vote by Thanksgiving, and then we're going to have the trial by Christmas. And then here's Mitch McConnell. Prepare for impeachment, McConnell tells GOP senators. And you read deeper, they believe in the closed-door meeting they had that it's now leaked that they're going to impeach him. Of course they are. They've got the votes. Now, it's come out, ladies and gentlemen, that witnesses have now released transcripts that Adam Schiff is blowing up, can't get anyone to go on the record and actually say they heard Trump do anything illegal, even his enemies, because they know there's transcripts and other witnesses. Here's the headline. Adam Schiff pressured witness to change his story, accused Trump of pressuring Ukraine. We have the transcript, and they admit it's a transcript. So even these star chambers were getting information. This is a coup behind closed doors. So I'm going to get completely calm, and I'm going to get focused, and I'm going to come back and lay out why this is so serious. And I want to explain something. I walked around the office during the last break, and I said, what do you think of them trying to assassinate Trump in Dallas? And folks said, well, they've been saying they are. So when somebody says we're going to kill the president and they've overthrown governments and run operations killing people, you know, you listen to them. It'd be like if a guy got out of jail that robbed banks and been convicted three times, and he'd been in jail for 20 years, and he gets out and he says, I'm going to go rob the First National Bank today. You call the cops because, you know, this guy does what he says he's going to do. Well, we allowed this vacuum to go where all this has been allowed to take place, and they're legitimizing it and normalizing it. You go, well, that'll cause a civil war. They want a civil war. The globalists want this country shut down. We're at war with the globalists. They maneuvered us with traitors towards destruction. That was supposed to already happen. They were going to just smother us in the night with a pillow over our faces with Hillary, and we'd never know it. But with Trump getting in, there's going to be a fight. That's the way God works. Justice. And I would say God is, in a good way, quite the voyeur. I mean, this is very entertaining in a sick way. So, ladies and gentlemen, they killed Kennedy in Dallas in front of the whole world and then killed Lee Harvey Oswald in front of everybody. And Leanne McAdoo, that's going to be in studio later, she said, yeah, but it'd be pretty obvious if they kill him in Dallas. But then she goes, but they did kill Jeffrey Epstein in front of everybody and let it come out they broke his neck. So she goes, yeah, could be. Because, see, that's it. It's a ritual. They killed Trump in the Lone Star State. They killed Trump in the Lone Star State. They killed Kennedy in the Lone Star State. They're trying to kill Trump in the Lone Star State. I was thinking about something this morning and had a Freudian slip. Because your subconscious brain, again, is hundreds of times more powerful than your conscious. That's a fact. And I've never worn this belt buckle. It was given to me, and it was hanging there in my closet. And I went and I put it on a belt that, when I looked at it, didn't even make any sense this morning. But I thought, there's some kind of omen my subconscious mind is trying to tell me. Well, no wonder I can't get it off. I've got the microphone unit hooked up to my belt. But I was sitting there this morning, hard to get this damn belt off, and I was thinking about it. And I went and I got this Lone Star State belt buckle I was given many years ago. It's bronze. And I put it on this belt that says 1776, established 1776, and has American Eagles on it. And then I was looking at that, and I said, why pair the Lone Star State with American Eagle 1776 belt that I had a Molon Labe belt buckle on? And I thought, Texas holds the fate of America. Then I looked at the Eagles, and I said, no, Texas holds the fate of the president. And I'm sitting there, after I brushed my teeth, putting this belt on, and I'm thinking, why am I so obsessed with this? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Texas is the reason that the president is dead. Ladies and gentlemen, Kennedy was killed in Dallas, Texas in November of 1963. President Trump is going to be speaking in Dallas tonight. And we have all of these shocking statements by the former director of assassination operations of the CIA, Phil Mudd, saying they're going to kill President Trump and stab Giuliani in the back with a dagger, with a shiv. We have Brennan and Clapper saying they're going to remove Trump from office outside of impeachment. And then we have the reason we're coming out saying the deep state has signaled that they are going to kill or try to kill President Trump in Dallas tonight. And I can tell you there have been Secret Service investigations of Phil Mudd. There have been investigations into Brennan and Clapper saying they were going to kill and going to remove the president. They were on that stage with Wolf Blitzer. Blitzer says impeachment, and they said no. 22nd Amendment, and they went, no. And even Blitzer got scared because the former director of national intelligence, former director of the CIA, both on the stage. Shall I play the clip again for you? And then now he's in Dallas, and two nights ago, we have the signaling by Joe Biden. And then today in a press conference, we have Nancy Pelosi holding up a bracelet with bullets on it and fondling them and feeling on them and then talking about Trump. This is insane. They are absolutely telegraphing their intent, ladies and gentlemen. And they've said they want him dead. So let's play this compilation first of Biden with the Zapruder film and with Pelosi in the past talking about her bullet bracelet, in case you think we're making this up. And then we'll get to the latest with her holding up the bullet bracelet while she talks about Trump and then fondles the bullets. So, ladies and gentlemen, when she talks about orange bullets, bullets aren't orange. Bullets aren't orange, ladies and gentlemen. Orange bullets for Orange Man. Yeah, this is in your... Hell, they're saying on TV they're going to kill him. So... are they going to keep their word? I think about this, they're going to try. Let's go ahead and roll this.
My son's statement speaks for itself. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that...
What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look... the fact that what I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that what I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that
bracelets are made with bullets in the color orange, which is the color of gun violence protection. This told the president, we're not going away.
You know, we've got one shot to make Donald Trump a one-term president.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
So the guy that ran assassinations of foreign leaders, Phil Mudd, ran that. He says, we're going to kill the president. And now, everybody I know who's got any touch with the universe, anybody who's connected feels the danger. And, you know, maybe there's going to be a bomb go off in Dallas tonight. Maybe a big earthquake's about to hit Los Angeles. They say it's overdue and could be the big one and could kill tens of thousands of people and just devastate the economy of not just California, but the U.S. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Just so many times when I've had a feeling of dread, it never turns out to be wrong. And we've all had those experiences. You have a bad feeling. You don't know why. All of a sudden, somebody walks up and puts a gun to your head and mugs you. That happened. Or you got a bad feeling, and you get home, and your wife tells you she's leaving you. Or you got a bad feeling, and you call your dad up and say, hey, let's go see grandma today. And he goes, listen, I just got called 5 minutes ago. She just died. Stuff like that. You know, hadn't made a phone call about grandma in months. I just got a bad feeling about grandma. Can we go see her today? Well, she just died 5 minutes ago. We've all heard those stories. We've all seen them. In my case, my dad's mom, I remember Rex was about 2 years old, so it was 15 years ago. And she was in pretty decent shape. She had a stroke and stuff, but wasn't an indication she was about to die. She had a stroke a few years before, complications from having a lung removed. And I remember calling him the night before she died, and she was fine. I said, I just want to go see her. I just feel like I'm really worried about her. He goes, I feel that same feeling. So he got there at like 5 a.m. at my house. I'd been on a late night radio show. Wouldn't get out of bed. I usually get out of bed easy. And I got up a couple hours later. And a few minutes from the house, he got a call from his brother on the cell phone. She just died. He missed it by minutes. But that's what this sixth sense is. It's a wireless internet. It's real. It's been proven. And the problem is that you know something's going on. Sometimes it's not what you think it is. But obviously the president is in danger. And obviously we should be raising the alarm that when you have all these politicians like Brennan and Clapper saying they're going to remove him outside of impeachment, that means they're going to debilitate him, arrest him, drug him, or kill him. I mean, that's all there is there. And now they're talking about it openly. And it's unbelievable because it's so authoritarian, but they're saying it on the open to normalize it so that people in government will accept it and think that they're really in charge if they're acting like that and they're talking like that. They're flexing. When we come back, I'm going to get into why they want to kill the president. And why they're so desperate, and why every passing day their system's falling apart. But first, I played the clip of Pelosi explaining that she has a bullet bracelet. But let's show some of the press conference today with Pelosi talking cryptically and fondling the bullet bracelet, looking like she's on five hits of Molly. I mean, I don't know, but she looks like a reanimated corpse. She's ready to go star in a zombie movie or the new season of The Walking Dead. Here she is.
What that is, it seems to me it was a small bill. In terms of guns, again, as I said to some of you earlier, this is a bullet. I was in Florida for, it was all over the country, but when I was in Florida, I received this from Frederica Wilson, my colleague. It's a, bracelets are made with bullets in the color orange, which is the color of gun violence protection. This told the president we're
okay,
not
going. And again, there's so much fast moving. This is yesterday's press conference. She gave another one earlier. We'll grab that one. There's so much going on. There's so much happening. It's just a fog of war here. But this response to come out and to say that, hey, they're trying to kill the president. They're saying they're going to kill the president. The intelligence community has six ways from sunny to get you, as Schumer said. And then the head of that assassination operation who works for the Clintons, Obama says the government's going to kill this guy. And now he's about to be in Dallas, and Biden said Trump is going to be taken out on the 17th. You heard him say it. That's not a Freudian slip. They're messaging each other. They're publicly bragging. It's what they do. It's a ritual.
My son's statement speaks for itself. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that...
What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that what I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that what I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that...
Bracelets are made with bullets in the color orange, which is the color of gun violence protection. This told the president, we're not going away.
You know, we've got one shot to make Donald Trump a one-term president.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Thank you.
President Trump also has a stop at a ribbon cutting in Keene, Texas. We're going to have a crew of five people, two reporters in Dallas tonight covering the event. You saw Joe Biden say we need to focus on removing the president by the 17th. And then he goes, and then moves on from that. You've got Pelosi up there and all of her bizarre behavior. You've got Elijah Cummings dying. You've got all these deep staters saying they want to remove President Trump, including killing him. All these Hollywood people, all these New York Times people calling for violence. And Elijah Cummings dies. He had a lot of health problems. But just the way these rituals work, the way the universe works, people would say, well, why would they want to try to kill Trump in Dallas all these years after 1963? Because they are a cultist. And if something worked before, they believe they do it again. And it's an even greater metaphysical event. If they tell you before they do it, they call that lesser magic. And believe me, they follow the occult. And that means the big event will probably be successful. If they can tell you without you knowing, then it makes the event even more powerful. But they also have to tell you metaphysically what they're going to do. It's like the vampire has to come over at night, get you to invite it in. And of course, it comes back later. Can't cross the threshold. You have to sign the deal with the devil. You have to metaphysically give over your will. You have to let the big bad wolf in. You have to say, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. So a lot of people have been feeling dread, a lot of concern. Could it be the giant earthquake? Animals, it's in the news today, confirmed major scientific reports, pick up earthquakes, just like they thought. Birds, mice, so do humans. Ancients all reported that you see big green lights in the sky before an earthquake. They said, oh, that's just crazy ancients. Now they've been caught on tape because it causes so much electromagnetic tension that it causes aurora borealis low in the atmosphere, even during the day. I mean, all these things we heard about, the ancients didn't know what they were, but they weren't making it up. So again, I'm not saying Trump will be killed tonight, but I'm saying they're saying they want to kill him, and they've done things like this before, and it's Dallas, and then Kit Daniels, who's the really co-editor of InfoWars with Paul Watson. He does a great job. He said, check this out. He took me in there and he said, you know about the Gregorian calendar versus the other calendar. And you know, the example is George Washington's born on February 11th like I am, but he was on the older calendar, so now he wouldn't be. But he said, if you look even on Google calendars, you can check the corresponding day from 365 with the date 1963. And the sister or brother day of the day Kennedy was killed in November is October 17th, 2019. And he's doing an article on it right now. And boy, the hair on the back of my neck stood up when I saw that. And it goes into leap years and the way it all works. So the occultists are really into all of this. I'm not into it. But they're heavily obsessed with numerology. They're heavily obsessed with the occult. It's all coming out. And it's a big ritual to kill somebody like Trump. And the fact that you see Elijah Cummings die, that just adds to all of this. And then the press conference where Pelosi looks so completely whacked out. Why would they want Trump dead? Because he really is fulfilling his promises. He's fighting the Chi-Com takeover. He's pulling troops out of places. He's saying that it's not our business to be in Syria. And he's saying it looks like globalists staged the release of some Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who Obama helped create ISIS, in Syria as a pretext to keep us there. And he's exposing ABC News, showing fake war video that's really Knob Creek machine gun shootout. He's fighting back. He's for real. Doesn't mean he's perfect. It just means he's a different archetype than them, who isn't satanic, that doesn't want to destroy things. He's more the archetype of a man, of a king, of wealth, of victory, of strength, of America, of success. We don't need Satan. No, thank you. Bullish, confident, maybe even arrogant, but respecting God. not respecting Satan, not a slave of Satan, a real president. There's not just evil in the universe, and they don't know what to do. So why are they so angry at Trump? Well, remember the speech he gave just last week in Minnesota that scared them so bad. Blessed are the peacemakers, and the left has come out against the president and against what he said. Remember, Obama made it secret, the video and photos of the coffins. Wouldn't let the family release videos or photos. He didn't want you to see the dead troops or value them as humans. Trump does. Here's why they want to kill Trump.
Signed letters. It's the hardest thing I have to do. I signed letters. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Smith from Arkansas. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Jones from Alabama. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Somebody from some great state. I'm sorry to inform you, your son has been killed in combat. I'm so sorry. It's the hardest thing that I have to do. And I sign those letters, and it breaks your heart. And sometimes I go out to a place, Dover Air Force Base. It's a very tough experience. We go out there, and we meet the parents and the families, the wives, the children, the sisters, the brothers. We meet them, and we talk to them. These things are just impossible. I don't know how parents can do it, even. And I'll be talking to some of the parents, and they'll act like they're fine. I said, how are you doing? We're fine, sir. We're fine. We're really good. I said, that's great. And I'll tell the colonel, I'll say, Colonel, I think they're doing great. No, sir. They're not going to do great. You'll see. And I didn't know what he was talking about. This is the first time. And then we went outside to the runway, and this incredible machine is flying in, and it lands, and it comes over, and it pulls up. That door opens up, and the colonel told me, he said, sir, when that door opens up, those same people that you think are okay do things that you'll never see. You will hear sounds like you've never heard. That's what he does. And I saw that door open up with a coffin with a flag over it, and these beautiful soldiers, five or six on each side, lifting the coffin and walking down the runway, the plank, they call it, off this cargo plane. And I see parents make sounds, scream and cry like you've never seen before. A mother who was fine 20 minutes ago, you think, breaking the military line and jumping off and then jumping onto a coffin of her son or her daughter. Jumping on top of the flowers on top of the American flag. I've seen this. We were supposed to be in Syria for 30 days. We've now been there for 10 years. We were supposed to be in Afghanistan for a short period of time. We're now going to be there for close to 19 years. It's time to bring them home. It's time to bring them home.
It's on band.video. Darren McBreen, that put it together, put it on his Facebook, and they banned it for hate speech. We actually never even did a story about it. We have the screenshot. They said, any more of that behavior, you'll be banned. Unbelievable. By the way, there is so much news I haven't gotten to that ties into all of this, but make no mistake, Biden said they plan to remove Trump on the 17th. The 17th, it could be tonight in Dallas. Today is the 17th. Hour number two straight ahead. You'll need to stay with us. Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Because of time constraints, I'm probably not going to air it again today. We probably aired it 10 times the last month since we put it together. It's a little compilation. It's about 3 minutes long. It's not even one-tenth of the examples. With Democrats, FBI, CIA, globalist operatives, really globalist infiltrators. You know, I'm not defending the CIA or the FBI, but to just say it's the CIA or FBI is a lie. It's globalist infiltrators through Harvard, through Yale, through this whole Rhodes Scholar system, where they're inducted into this, in charge of our country. It's the British Empire. I mean, Churchill wrote about it. It's not the British people. It's that corporate system. Very satanic, very pedophilic, very hellfire club. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. And you know what? Actually, find that. There's a couple different versions of it. They added some more to a few clips, but it's called Impeach, Imprison, Kill Trump. Because I've got the headline out on Infowars.com, Deep State May Assassinate Trump in Dallas Tonight. Well, hell, they may assassinate him in D.C. tomorrow. I mean, they're saying we want to kill him. It's all over the damn news. And people in charge of those type of operations are saying we're going to kill him. And we're going to kill Giuliani because he's investigating their big sugar tit over there in Ukraine, that big corrupt black hole vacuum where they're engaged in all that. By the way, that's not a profane thing. I said a sugar tit. In the old days, pacifiers weren't just a little rubber piece of plastic. They'd wrap up a little handkerchief, thin handkerchief with a sugar cube in it. That's a sugar tit. And that is what's going on where they set up these war zones, the globalists do, and then they pump billions and billions a month in aid in. I mean, Ukraine's gotten, it's got to be like $100 billion last time I checked. It's hell, it's a trillion in Afghanistan they stole. And then they just siphon it off. But see, for the diplomatic corps, they can go into a country they control and get all the contracts. Because Ukraine was run by Russia and the Soviet Union, so it's got the bureaucracy of corruption in place. And they just step aside, kick the oligarchs out, who worked for the Rothschilds to begin with on record. I mean, it turned out they've lost court cases where the Rothschilds sued major newspapers saying that they ran the old Russian oligarchs. Turned out they did. From 1917 on, the Rothschilds funded overthrowing Russia. And they ran that whole damn thing and bled off Russia for almost 80 years. That's why the globalists have a big old hard-on for Russia, is because they were able to remove the face shucker. Like from Alien, they got the eight legs off their face, but the tail's still around Russia's neck. But the U.S., hell, we've got like 15 face suckers on us. And by the way, these face suckers, these globalists, every race, color, and creed that serve Satan, new big article out right now, up on Infowars.com. It's from court documents. Turns out they did a giant multi-million dollar racketeering suit against the pro-lifers that went in and signed the deals to buy body parts and living babies for harvesting. Turns out the doctors had a side business too. They were selling scalps that leftists like to wear on belts at satanic events. Now, how many times have I told you they like to kill babies metaphysically as a scalp or a shrunken head they wear around them? Nothing changes throughout history. And I was just envisioning metaphysically that, but it turns out these abortion doctors wear the scalps because it's a symbol of how they took someone's destiny and their life and they chopped them up and they sold their goods and they took the prize of their life, their hair, especially little girls' hair, and they wear it around their belts with their pot bellies when they worship Satan.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Constitutional lawyer, Army veteran, former Ron Paul strategist. Stuart Rhodes will be with us, founder of Oath Keepers. He already had a bad feeling about Dallas. Weeks ago, I heard about this and was going to be there with Oath Keeper security for the pro-Trump rally. You've seen the vicious attacks on Trump rallies. I'd have to say they're five times worse than they were 3 years ago at this time. as we plunge into 2020. We're already heavy into the 2020 race, as everybody knows, even though there's still 4 months left in the year. October, November, December. Oh, my goodness. Not even 4 months, 3 months left. Time is flying by. And I was sitting here this morning, about to go live, 10 minutes before. And I was thinking, what are we going to call the headline for the live show that we post on Infowars.com and the live feed at band.video? And Kit Daniels, one of our chief writers, walks in here and says to me, I got a really bad feeling about the crew up there today. I just got a bad feeling. I said, what? He goes, I don't know. I just, don't you feel it? And we never walk around and say that. I mean, maybe once a year or something. And I said, you know, my wife felt like this morning, and she never does that. And hell, she was even calling me up earlier. I want you to come home. I got a bad feeling. We need to get the kids home. We need to. And I'm thinking, well, is it the earthquake that they've had all these big earthquakes? They say they believe they're just tremors before the big one. I mean, that's mainline headlines. That's the U.S. Geological Survey. They're having all these big alerts. I said, maybe it's that, or maybe the economy is going to crash today or something. Because, you know, every time stuff like this happens, every time we feel like this, last time I felt this much dread, it was the day they did the fake killing of bin Laden. And that was important because it was trying to shore up their whole 9/11 narrative and, you know, staging more events. And I guess because I was in so much danger, because with Steve Pachinik, who had been run major operations for the CIA, he was exposing that, you know, the years before that they had him on ice, and it was all staged, and then they would, you know, kill a body double or whatever, which we know is what happened with the famously political Navy SEALs. Nothing against Navy SEALs, it's just that's a fact. Pure propaganda. And then sure enough, that happened that night, and I had a lot of dread before 9/11, and I said, I think they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. And I had dreams about the towers on fire. I told people that. Went on air and said, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center. That's all on record. You can go to YouTube still and find where I'm there in Access Television saying it all. I already had a syndicated radio show, but for TV, I was still producing things out of an Access TV studio. Pretty nice studio still here in Austin. And you have to go with your gut, because it's beyond the gut. When all these politicians are on TV saying they're going to kill the president and saying we're going to take him out, and former CIA operatives that ran assassination operations like Phil Mudd say, government's going to kill this guy and we're going to stab Giuliani in the back and he'll soon be out of office outside of impeachment. Have they whipped themselves up into enough of a frenzy, which everybody can see and feel, to make their move? Well, that's not enough to go on air and say, I think they may try to assassinate the president in Dallas tonight, just because they're saying they want to. We know there's been a bunch of attempts that have been stopped. We know the president sends folks out to get him restaurant and fast food because he doesn't trust the White House kitchen. That's come out. Of course they're trying to poison him. Ancient Kings was number one way for them to die. Don't be naive. I know you're not. But when Joe Biden in the debate says we need to focus on removing this president, and then he says on the 17th, and he goes, whoa, because he's obviously losing his mental faculties. That's why he'll say we're going to tax and increase taxes on capital gains. And then he says we're going to get rid of it. So those videos are all on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And you add that to everything else happening, that's why we know it's so serious. So Stuart Rhodes joins us next segment. Now let me tell you what else was in my stack today. I did massive preparation last night and this morning for the show. And I was going to come in here very calmly and cover every bit of this till it all clicked right before the show time. That we're not worried about our crew in Dallas. We're not worried. My wife's not worried about me going, you're not going to Dallas. Like, what's going on today? Well, I'm going to go in and do the show, come back and see you guys. I'm going to come back at night. I'm going to do live coverage of the Trump rally in Dallas. We're going to have a crew there. She goes, I don't want you to go. I want you to come home. We should just stay home tonight. I'm like, you're not usually like this. I mean, my wife is not that type of person. And then I'm like, Kit, you're like my wife now? Freaking out? Worried about the crew up there? What? I said, is there something going on? Do you have any information? He goes, no, I just. And then I'm sitting there looking at Infowars.com, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I go, David Knight named his show today. Did Joe Biden just accidentally telegraph the date of an attempt to assassinate the president? That's from memory. You guys pull up the exact News Wars. Boom, the crew did it. Before I even called for it, it just went up. Watch live. Did Biden blow the cover of Trump assassination plan? And let me tell you, David Knight's a multi-degreed engineer. That guy doesn't say anything unless it's just cut and dry. He doesn't ever fill in the blanks or connect dots. He just goes with what we know. And the fact that David said that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. And you just know it. I mean, I just know they're going to try to kill the president tonight. Now, they may not now because we're talking about it. But don't let anybody ever tell you not to go with your gut. You know, I'll just tell you all this other news next hour. We have another great guest joining us who's been warning they plan to assassinate the president or remove him. Steve Allen, I heard this on Monday. Think about it. News, he's going to be joining us. He'll cover the waterfront with us. I've got a plug, though, or we won't be here. Seriously, folks, I thought about starting the broadcast today and doing a whole first segment on saying we have great products you need, plus we need the funding. When we had that big sale, we were bringing in enough money to fund ourselves. Then the sale went away, and again, we'll have to close our doors sometime late next year. I don't want that to happen in the middle of the election. You don't either. And I don't want to cut back people, and I don't want to not fight. We need more reporters. We need to fight harder. But we certainly don't want to contract. InfoWars is so critical. The globalists credit us with relaunching the Americana grassroots populist movement worldwide. We did it. You did it. When you bought the Brain Force Plus, or you bought the Wake Up America coffee, or you bought a t-shirt, or you bought a film, or you got your water filtration and your air filtration, you did it. I'm a rocket. This operation can get us there, man. But without the fuel, we're not getting off the launch pad. Well, here's the deal. We're already 90% to our destination. But this is the most critical part of the fight. So I said, you know, the world's so crazy. Things are so dangerous. They could kill Trump any minute. I said this on Monday. I said they could launch a total depression. I said, I'm going to sell out all of our inventory, some of it at cost, so that we know we have funds at least to operate full blast into the middle of next year. And so I did the everything must go mega sale, because that's how the movie starts. The Joker is, he's holding a sign up saying everything must go, which is a symbol of they want to destroy society and overthrow it and have a violent Illuminati uprising, which now the director and everybody admits is the plan. Well, I said everything must go, meaning the globalists must go. So that was my little fire back at them. This deal is as good or better than the last deal. 40 to 70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on more than 50 items. Ultra 12, Vaso Beats, the protein bars, they're so amazing. Super Blue, Bodies, Knockout Ultimate, Sleep Aid, Turbo Force, all the great heirloom seed packages, all, We're a huge deal, best deal ever on the Alexa Pure Breeze home four-stage filter system. It's amazing. Just take action to get in there and sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. And sign up for auto ship to get things like the coffee, the toothpaste, the fish oil that you're going to want to get over and over again. That way you can help us each month. Please commit now to the InfoWar, and I want to thank those that have.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Stuart Rhodes is an Army veteran, good friend of mine, founder of the Oath Keepers. And he's also doesn't practice law now. He's focused on his work heading up Oath Keepers. But he's a well-known constitutional lawyer, worked for Ron Paul. He won a major award at Yale dealing with deep state, civil war, enemy combatant, crises in the Republic. So, I mean, even back in college, his specialty is what we're dealing with now. And so he was already scheduled yesterday for the show. He's going to be up there with Oath Keepers trying to provide, again, not offensive, but defensive security for the Trump folks that are going to be there who are now being attacked all over the country when they try to go to the Trump rallies viciously. And so they're going to be there tonight. And I just got Stuart on and I said, Stuart, what do you think of Biden saying we need to remove Trump and we're going to remove him on the 17th? And what do you think of Pelosi then looking all crazy going, I've got bullets. I told Trump I have bullets on my bracelet. And then Booker saying we got one shot to take him out. Elijah Cummings dying. The 17th is today. That's Dallas. He's in Dallas. History doesn't just rhyme, folks. It repeats. And then you've got Phil Mudd and all these leftists saying, we're going to kill the president. We're going to stab Giuliani. You've got all these calls for violence. You've got Brennan and Clapper on CNN saying they're going to remove him outside of impeachment. Well, Blitzer says, what does that mean? They said, oh, you'll see. When these people say things, you better take them serious. So just with all the threats we've heard, any rally he's at, he's the most targeted president since Abraham Lincoln or JFK. But now in this battle space, and again, my wife this morning, never, I've known my wife since I was getting divorced 6.5 years. Okay, I've been married 3. And she never says, come back, don't go to work, I have a bad feeling. And I'm like, what's going on with you? And Kit Daniels doesn't act like that. My head writer, he's just like, I got a bad feeling. You might want to call the crew back. I said, he didn't say Trump getting killed. He said, I just got a bad feeling. Are you sure you want to send the crew up there? And I'm like, well, what is it, Kit? I go, because I'm got a bad feeling too. Now, maybe it's a giant earthquake. It's about to hit LA. They say that there's all these pre-tremors that are massive, you know, tremors that are 4 point whatevers. I mean, they say maybe it's something else. But everybody knows you better start to learn to go with your gut. And then they're openly saying they're going to kill the president. So, Stuart Rhodes, you're a smart guy, constitutional lawyer, patriot, whole nine yards. You said you're getting a lot of chatter as well. What do you think about what's going on?
Well, yeah, I just got a text message from my retired police officers, a 27-year veteran in Texas, who wrote and said, I have a seriously bad feeling about tonight, unlike anything I felt since the morning before 9/11 occurred. And I asked him to clarify that, if he meant, does he have a premonition about an assassination attempt? And he said, yes. I think the president's in serious danger from the deep state coup plotters while in Dallas. And this is, you know, him, same thing. He follows his gut. He learned from all his time as a police officer to follow your gut. So I think it's definitely, you know, and as you probably said before, if we're paying attention to it and bringing it up, maybe that'll help keep it from happening. But I think it's incumbent upon all of us to have our heads on a swivel there in Dallas today, all of our men that are out there.
That's right. Let's put that text up and read it for us, Stuart.
Yeah, you said, I have a seriously bad feeling about tonight, unlike anything I felt since the morning before 9/11 occurred. Please tell the guys to be super aware and careful. I can't be there in person. I'll be praying for you all as well as for our nation and president and Godspeed. And then down below that, he says that I asked him for clarification about whether he thinks it's an assassination attempt. And he said, yes. He said, yes, that's what I'm thinking about. I think the president is in serious danger from the deep state coup plotters while in Dallas. So hopefully that will not materialize today, but it's definitely important for us to all be on our toes.
Let me ask you this. Instead of us being on the defense, let's talk about offense, just about what's happening. You look at Pelosi, you look at Cummings before he died today, you look at Phil Mudd, all these globalist scum, they look like they're dying. They look totally freaked out, desperate, scared. Is that because the really powerful deep state behind them is threatening them, not just patriots? Because we know if the patriots are all getting threatened to back off and not support Trump. I got calls from my very well-known, prominent people close to the president saying, well, we're all being threatened with jail or death. We know you are as well. In fact, you're about to be targeted. And are you with us still? We just want to make sure. Okay, well, okay, great. We're all moving forward. We're not backing down. I mean, well, the Democrats are getting threatened probably more even than us.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. They're all beholden to them. Every one of them's got skeletons in their closet. That's why they're still where they are, is they can be manipulated by the deep state that's just holding it over their heads. And so we're in a fight for the Republic. And I really feel that if we don't stand behind President Trump and make it clear that we're not going to accept his assassination or his unlawful removal from office, I think we're in deep doo-doo. That's why You know, when he retweeted the comment by Pastor Jeffries last week about civil war, about a civil war like fissure in this country, I retweeted that and said, "Yes, I agree. I think we're actually in a cold civil war, and it's potentially going to go hot depending upon what happens." And that, of course, had all the leftists attacking me just for pointing out reality. But you know, it's obvious that their entire intent is to take him down because they see him. He's like a lightning rod. They see him as the focal point for everything they hate, which is one half of the country, the conservative half, the patriotic half.
And you can tell watching a dog fight or a cock fight or a bull fight or humans about to fight when they're really going to strike. And they've been creeping around trying wimpy moves and stuff before, but they've already jumped. They're in midair. They're trying to take the president down. You can feel it. You can see it. That's why there's such a feeling of earnestness that we all better be maximal readiness, awareness, and engaging, getting the word out to try to stop this happening.
And I think showing support. And you see a lot of the Senate Republicans kind of put their finger in the wind to see which way the wind's going to blow. And I think with the Syrian pullout, I think a lot of them are looking at that as their excuse for maybe siding with the Democrats to impeach him. So I think Lindsey Graham, for example, is you know, very likely he's going to turn on the president and use Syria as his excuse. And this is a guy that hasn't been really standing up. He gets on TV and talks a lot, but he hasn't held any hearings. He hasn't really done anything aggressively in the Senate to expose what's going on. And so I don't trust him at all.
Well, the globalists have said everywhere and in their own white papers that they're not going to just get Trump out and then just get the leadership of the Patriot movement. They go, we're going to level the entire Christian, quote, white. They're the ones pushing race war, and it's mainly white people saying that, so that no one can ever rise up against their New World Order again, because they know it's been Western white nations that ended up Magna Carta, freedom, rights for women. And the big mega corporations are threatened that the Western ethos may be discovered again. And so if everybody kind of steps down and stands down and lets the globalists take over, it's not going to be like business like usual anymore. They're going to have a reign of terror.
Like in China right now, like what's going on in Hong Kong, and look at the way that the NBA, for example, is just kowtowing, and all these big corporations in the United States are kowtowing to the Chinese. That's what's going to be like in our future. So I agree with you. I think that's why we're there in Dallas right now. That's why we were in Minneapolis on the ground, and also before that at the Rio Rancho Trump rally. We're making sure that, you know, we're out there front and center, our military and police veterans, protecting people in the street as they go back to their cars. But also, I think it helps send a message that we're behind President Trump and we're behind the Republic. More importantly, to be behind him.
Well, I respect your Republic. I respect your background and research and doing so much security at these type of things. I want to ask you when we come back, do you think I should get in a car and come up there, or will that just add to the hysteria? We'll talk to Stuart Rhodes on the other side. They've already said they're going to kill the president or remove him. Okay? So the question is it going to be tonight? And why did Joe Biden make that cryptic statement? Is real. The deep state now says they're guardians of America. They're going to take out Trump to save us from ourselves.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I've got a 3-minute compilation of them saying they're going to imprison, kill the president, put him in solitary confinement. Can I play it? I mean, you've heard them, you've seen them. And then you've got Biden and these cryptic statements. I want to get Stuart Rhodes' take on this. And then I want to open the phones up. The problem is we have 20 phone lines. So if I get 20 calls, I'll end up taking 10 of them, and 10 of you will be on hold, and I feel terrible. So I'm just going to put, like, 10 callers on the line, and then that'll be all we can get to this hour and next hour on the subject of the deep state ongoing coup against the president, the behind-the-closed-doors coup they're trying to have, Mitch McConnell saying, oh, they're planning to impeach him, and we're going to have the trial before Christmas. People said, well, how did you know that a few weeks ago? Pelosi put directives out to the Democrats that they're going to have. She said there's 6 committees we're going to have. We've only got 4 right now operating. And she said, oh, don't worry. You know, we'll find something. That's a quote. Very bizarre statement. It's just so naked. And we'll vote for impeachment by Thanksgiving. And then we'll have the trial by Christmas. And now Mitch McConnell Prepare for impeachment, McConnell tells GOP, MSM. McConnell previews Senate impeachment trial. Says they'll have it done by Christmas. Trump's impeachment blockade crumbles as witnesses agree to talk. And then, of course, they're all making stuff up, it turns out. But as a lawyer, Stuart, and I'll play this clip again of Biden saying we need to remove the president and focus on removing him by the 17th. That was 2 days ago. And then he goes, like he said something he wasn't supposed to, looked like Sylvester caught with Tweety Bird in his mouth. As a constitutional lawyer, you know, looking at how it's supposed to work in the House and Senate, what does it signal to you that Pelosi came out yesterday and said, well, we're not going to start official articles of impeachment yet because we're still researching? Well, that's how they never have real investigation, which there is no real evidence. They just have the kangaroo secret committee, the Star Chamber, where Republicans can't ask questions. And so they can basically have a coup behind closed doors. That's continuing her same objective. But they do seem panicked and are saying they want him out regardless, not even with impeachment. They're talking about 22nd Amendment. How do you see them going at the president?
Well, yeah, I think what they're really going to try to claim is that he's mentally unsound. And I think what's really happening is behind the closed doors, they're going to the senators and trying to find enough Republican senators. And like I said, that's why I think the Syrian pullout is going to give some of those senators and the GOP senators like Lindsey Graham their excuse. They might say, hey, he's mentally unstable. He's endangering our troops in the Middle East. He's endangering world peace, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's what's really happening. That's why they're not really having any public hearings right now. They're holding their cards close to their vest while they go and work on the backroom deals about what they can get the GOP and the Senate to agree to. And I don't trust that these senators and the GOP at all. I mean, I think they're all part of the same deep state establishment. So I think we're in for a betrayal. I think it's going to wind up like Caesar being betrayed by Brutus. That's what's going to happen with him and Lindsey Graham. I don't trust Lindsey Graham as far as I can check him.
And you can feel it, you can smell it, you can see it. History is repeating. I don't just say this to be alarmist, folks. They are really meaning to remove him. And, of course, you were one of Ron Paul's head guys on the Hill. You know how this works. You're not just up here as a veteran and as a lawyer giving people your view and as a guy that's written, you know, award-winning papers on history of our republic versus Rome. When you talk about it, that's because it's really happening.
Yeah, I was there. Actually, I was there during the Clinton impeachment. I was in his office at the time. And so, you know, and this is what's different about this, is that there was never a challenge to Clinton's mental stability. And you see this repeatedly, not just from Democrats, but also Republicans, alleging that Trump is mentally unstable and unfit for office. And so they're going to try to use that rationale as a nuclear option to remove him. They can do that even without impeachment. They, you know, they could just have a believe it's just his own staff can have him removed with the consent of the vice president, and that's what they might try to do. If impeachment doesn't work formally, they'll go that route instead.
Well, the reason I built up your bona fides is I'm asking you, what do you think we can do to put pressure on the Senate and on the swing state House members, those purple state members, and I mean just the whole armament of legal lawful ways that we can really get a plane, you know, fly to D.C., go into their offices. They're wide open to get in their face in a focused way, a legal, lawful way. Fly airplanes over city saying don't impeach the president. Go out and bullhorn Democrats' houses. I mean, what do we do?
I think you should focus on the Republicans. I think you should focus on Lindsey Graham and McConnell and the other key Republicans in the U.S. Senate and make sure they understand that if they – you know, cross that bridge too far and go along with the removal of President Trump, and just let them know, we don't care what your excuse is. We don't care. You know, I personally don't like what happened to the Kurds. I think that was a mistake. And I think it's frankly dishonorable to leave our allies hanging like that. But it's not grounds for removal of the president. He has the authority to pull the troops back. If you don't like it, then vote him out of office. And so I think we need to send that message to Lindsey Graham and others in the Senate that focused on them. We'll stick there. We'll tack their skin to the door. We'll remove them from office into the next election. So they have to be sent that message that this is not politics as usual.
That's great advice. Don't go get in AOC's face or Pelosi's. You're not going to change their mind. But go get in the face of the damn Republicans.
Right. The ones that matter for whether or not he will be convicted in the Senate, those are the ones you got to focus on. The House is a done deal. You lost the House a long time ago. So but you still have the Senate, at least in name only. So at least go there and make sure that they understand they can't do this without personal consequences. They'll be removed from office as well.
That brings me back to what you just brought up. My next question was Syria. And I know you've been in the military. You've covered it. You follow these things. But at a certain point, we've got to stop being in these nations. We've been there 10 years. We've been in Afghanistan 19. And I understand. But Trump came out and said the Kurds aren't angels. Rand Paul is right. There's two different groups of Kurds. They're in a civil war with each other. They're fighting with, you've got the Iraqi Kurds. You've got the Syrian Kurds. You've got 3+ million refugees, most of which aren't even from Syria that invaded. They're now in Turkey. A bunch of them are starting to go into Europe. And Erdogan called Trump up and said, okay, I've told you I'm going to go in there. If you don't let me throw them back in, have a 20-mile exclusionary zone, then I'm going to put them in Europe. And they'll end up coming to the United States. And then Trump goes, well, it is your border. You've been in a 100-year war with the Kurds. The Kurds go around, plastic exploding. I mean, why are we in the middle of an Arab civil war is my point.
Well, the thing is we had the Kurds help us depose Saddam Hussein, and then they fought against ISIS in Iraq and then again in Syria. They've been an ally of ours for 18 years now? And so I believe it was Jim Hansen is the Special Forces retired officer that said that what should happen is yes, pull out, but have the Kurds in a protectorate, create a protectorate that says, we're going to protect. Well,
that's what Rand Paul said, was carve out an area for them.
Yeah. And that's the right way to do it. That's the middle ground. Go ahead and disengage, which I agree with, but declare a protectorate for the Kurds.
An autonomous zone. Allies. Here's the problem. The Kurds use that to go into Turkey. They claim part of Turkey.
Right. So there is that issue, but at least do the honorable thing and say you're not going to be able to just go in there and wipe them out.
But Trump's not bad. He didn't start the war. He didn't go destabilize Syria like Obama and Hillary did with the neocons.
No, of course he didn't. But once again, look at northern Iraq. I mean, Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurds with chemical weapons that he got from the United States, and then the Kurds still fought with us against Saddam and helped oppose him. And then help fight ISIS. We owe them that, at least in Iraq. At least carve a protectorate out in Iraq.
Well, I know the Army Rangers never leave their own behind, and I'm not attacking the Kurds, but my God, a bunch of the Kurds have been caught training with Antifa people. They're a bunch of commies. And I understand that, that we've worked with them, but at some point, we got to get out of there.
No, and I agree, but I think the honorable way to do it is like Mr. Hansen said, and I was not an Army Ranger. I just want to correct you on that.
I know the Army Rangers never say leave their people behind.
Yeah, well, that's the ethos across the entire military.
Yeah, I understand.
Look, we deserted the Montagnards. We pulled out of Vietnam. We have a bad habit in this country. Our political class does.
We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I said, should I play this compilation of Democrats and others, former CIA assassination squad leaders, Filma, and all of them, saying kill the president? We've already seen all that. Why play it again? We've got new video on Infowars.com from Project Veritas, and all the footage you're going through, CNN supervisor wishes for Trump's death, hopefully soon revealing comments caught on tape. So that's how crazy, that's how bad all of this is getting. We're going to play that here in a moment. Here's the article up on NewsWars.com. Please spread this to everybody. Maximum red alert. Deep state may assassinate President Trump tonight in Dallas. And I never gave the number out. I specifically want to hear from folks next hour. They're already saying they're going to kill him. How serious do you think the threat is? Do you think Biden was telegraphing that message? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, please. Give you a chance to get on board, 877-789-ALEX. But maximum red alert, deep state may assassinate President Trump in Dallas tonight. We need to be concerned about this. They've said they're going to do it. They've said they're going to try. They've talked about it everywhere to get their own people still in the government to think, hey, we're the winning team. We can win. It's a confidence game they're engaged in. They don't just have Phil Mudd running around talking about killing the president, killing Giuliani, and others saying they're going to kill him, and Brennan and Clapper saying he'll be gone. We don't need impeachment. And Blitzer says, well, what do you mean? They say, well, you'll see. That's meant to send a message to their stay-behind networks that they're still in charge. Don't leave the sinking ship. Do you agree with that statement, Stuart Rhodes?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Oathkeepers.org. People need to visit that, need to check it out. Other points you'd like to make here, Stuart?
Yeah, I think it's really important that Trump supporters and just patriots in general, that we stand up to all the leftist violence that's occurring across the country. We need more volunteers. In Minneapolis, every person we escorted, not a hair on their head was harmed. We escorted them out safely, but the problem is we didn't have enough men on the ground to escort everybody. So you see imagery of Trump supporters being spit on and assaulted. That didn't happen with people we were escorting, but we just didn't have enough guys to cover everyone there. So we need more patriots to show up and volunteer. If you're going to go to the rally anyway, why not, when you get back out, if you're able-bodied, team up with us and help escort people that are more vulnerable. We got to make sure that we protect people, and people should not be afraid to go to a political rally. That's one thing I want to stress, is we're always warning people about the dangers, but I still want them to go. So the way to cure that is to go, but be ready to handle what's going to happen. And we know that these leftists, it's in every city, everywhere Trump goes, you have leftists who want to attack conservatives, attack Trump supporters.
Well, you were telling me that you think that I should go up there, and I've been to some Trump rallies, and it's always been very interesting, great to meet the listeners. I'd say about 70% of the Trump supporters are listeners. It really shows you, you know, how important InfoWars has been with our great listeners getting Trump in. That's why they tried to silence us. So I'm tempted to jump on an airplane today, because he's in downtown Dallas, right near Love Field, the old airport there. That's a 25-minute flight from where I sit. I'm right by the airport here in Austin. We've got a quick airport. So we've got that's the American Airlines Center, 2500 Victory Avenue, Dallas, Texas. And so who knows? I think we need somebody to host here. We've already got our crew up there, but I guess Owen Schroyer and Leanne McAdoo and crew could do that with Rob Dew. Maybe I should get on an airplane. I'll let folks know by the end of the show whether I'm going to be there or not. But that's, I agree with you. This is historic. He's in Dallas. There's all this chatter. We should support the president, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And boots on the ground is the best way to do that. The more of you out there, the better. But like I said, go there with the attitude that you're going to be ready to defend yourselves, because we know Antifa is going to be there. We've got some information from some reliable sources that let us know that they're going to be on the ground. And so they're going to be there. And of course, you know, they only attack people that can't defend themselves. They gang up 5-on-1 or
they'll find a woman in a wheelchair, an old person. When you see it with your own eyes, too, they won't mess with men. They will mess with people in wheelchairs.
Yeah. Yeah, they never confront us directly face-to-face. Hasn't happened yet. And they'll never confront someone who looks able-bodied and able to defend himself unless they got 10-on-1. But, yeah, they'll go for the old people. They'll go for people that are disabled. In New Mexico, we protected a guy who's like 83-year-old disabled veteran who was about to be assaulted. We stopped that from happening. That's what they target, and it's despicable and disgusting.
See, my problem is how, when you catch them, like the videos of them slap a woman and then the crowd sees the police don't do anything, so they start attacking. How do you control yourself when they're pushing old ladies around or hitting women in the head to not attack them? Because I know you guys stop them by your presence, but I just can't help it. That's one reason I'm scared of what I'm going to do.
Well, we nip it in the bud, and like I said, so far, knock on wood, we've escorted people, and no one's been assaulted while we're escorting them. Now, if we see someone being assaulted, then what we're going to do is dive in and pull them out. But our focus has to be on just removing them from the scene, and we have to stay disciplined. We're not there to...
You know, when you watch the Antifa scum waving red flags and screaming and cussing, and they beat up a bunch of people, as you know, in Minnesota last week. Hundreds got physically attacked. They attacked the police, and... Yeah. The police were just ordered to stand down and let them do it. And then the media said, oh, Somalis don't feel welcome. That's why gangs of Somalis came out and attacked the evil white people. So the media is just promoting racial attacks. And Sam Donaldson went on CNN and said, well, the whites deserve it.
Well, actually, from what we saw, it was mostly white Antifa attacking
people. I know it's whites attacking whites. And it's whites trying to lead the race war. But not in the case of Minnesota. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's the standard across the country, is mostly most of these people. Look at this one here. So most of these knuckleheads are actually whites. But there's an occasional Somali kid that comes in.
Sure.
And, you know, they take advantage of the situation. They just want to beat people up.
You know, but it is true. It is predominantly meth head white people that are on the Soros payroll and literally being paid a couple hundred dollars to go do this. They hire the scum of the earth.
Yeah, a lot of them are meth addicts, and that's what their entire life is to go and hang out and do meth and then go beat people up.
It's amazing. Stuart Rhodes, obviously, the Oath Keepers will be there tonight. There's a good chance that, I mean, see, somebody slaps my wife like that, it's over. I don't care if it's a woman did it. I mean, I'm just going to knock her in the head because you're in a man's world. And again, her boyfriend or husband does nothing, Stuart. What would you do if somebody slapped your girlfriend in the face?
Busted nose.
Yeah. I mean, just instantly. And that's why I try to stay away from these things. But looks like, okay, should I go? I guess I should probably go down there. Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. God bless you, my friend.
You go down there, link up with our guys. They'll take care of you.
Okay, thanks. Well, I've got some security guys here as well. I probably need to call some more up. But, yeah, we'll definitely link up with you guys. The big thing we want to get is just interviews with the crowd, show the Antifa scum, try to get them to talk, show they can't talk. Thank you, Stuart. I do want to open the phones up, 877-789-ALEX. We'll put those up on board for me. Thank you. And we're going to come back with a special guest as well. You know, I was so prepared for the show today, and I've just been obsessing over the coup against Trump and how they want to get him out of office. And I think it's very serious. They've told us they're going to remove him. They've told us they're going to kill him. So we have to take it very, very serious. And then there's so much news that I haven't gotten to. I mean, today was a day where I was like, I've got to cover this. This is so important. And I haven't done it. Here's one article from the court record in San Francisco. Videos, undercover videos, and witnesses of them selling scalps of babies as celebratory items for leftists. Selling the scalps. I've actually said on air many times that they like to kill these babies like counting scalps. Or like how in the South Pacific people would, you know, kill folks and shrink their heads so they could wear them around their waist as a sign of how powerful they are. We're just going back to barbarism. That's what this is. Judge rules Obamacare transgender abortion protections violate religious freedoms. I have hundreds of articles. They're all just as important. Suicides and homicides on the rise among young people. And then they admit what's causing it. The serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That's ultra massive. McConnell admitting that, the Democrats are probably going to impeach Trump. Getting ready for the Senate. I mean, Elijah Cummings dying. A video, irate man breaks up line of extinction rebellion protest trying to block intersections. I mean, it's just LeBron James is in deep trouble. Antifa radicals threaten to bring out the guillotine of church shows Jordan Peterson documentary. It's just the terrorism's everywhere. More CNN videos I haven't gotten to where they're saying they want to kill Trump. We're going to go to break. Appreciate Stuart Rhodes joining us. We have another special guest joining us. I intend to take your calls, Alan, Sandy, Jewel, Andrew, and others. I'll say it again. Without your financial support, they'll shut us down. People just think InfoWars is a staple. It's always going to be there. No, ladies and gentlemen, I have carved all the fat off. I have done everything I can do. And we've got to have security here at the office as well. And I want to be able to travel and get more reporters. But just to stay on air, I need everybody to say, hey, he's got great coffee. He's got great toothpaste. They've got great fish oil we all need. He's got a great brain pill, brain force. We got great protein bars. And they're all 40 to 70% off. Some of the stuff's at cost or lower because it's the everything must go sale because things are so crazy. I'm just selling out of all the inventory just to have money to be able to continue on. So these are great products you need. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get Vaso Beats, get Ultra 12. It's 50% off.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I saw his video Sunday, and I played it on Monday, and we set him up for the show today. Steve Allen and Paul Joseph Watson takes over the fourth hour. And it was all about how the deep state plans to remove Trump. And then he was scheduled for today, and now we're in the middle of this firestorm. Biden said they're planning to remove Trump by the 17th, and then he caught himself. And all the other cryptic statements, they've said they want to kill the president. There's a new CNN clip where they're saying it. And so we have to take this very, 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 very serious that they're saying this, not just for tonight, but period. What do callers think about that? Alan, Sandy, Jewel, Andrew. Let's go to Alan in Minnesota. Alan, what do you think about my concern and about the cryptic statements? You think we're going off half-cocked here?
Actually, no, because I've been having the same feeling, and I've had those type of feelings throughout my life, just like you have, and stuff has always come true. And I am very, very worried because if they do something like that, we very well could end up in a actual civil war. And I'm afraid of that. My wife, she's originally from Kentucky, and she's found out that everybody down there is ready to go with their guns already. You know, and
what is she saying, folks are saying in Kentucky they removed Trump?
That they're ready to go with their guns already to start fighting. And I am former military. I was U.S. Army Reserve from 88 to 96. And so, you know, I know a little bit about how things go.
And, well, they're saying they can have a, quote, lone nut kill the president. And or they could just drug him up and say he's had a stroke. But there's no doubt they're in a wild frenzy. You can see the globalists are wild-eyed right now. Pelosi looked like she was having a heart attack today on TV. Elijah Cummings is dead.
Right. And like I said, from everybody she's talked to down in Kentucky where she's from, they're all ready to go. They're ready. If something happens to him, it's going to be an all-out war. I'm afraid of saying that, but that's the way it's looking to me.
And how they'll try to neutralize it if a war kicks off is they'll kill a bunch of cops and say we did it. That's why we have to be clear that police and military are obviously not the targets, and I don't want anybody to be targets, but it has to be upfront
right.
rules of engagement.
I don't either.
It's going to be globalists, corporate globalist leaders, Democrats, unfortunately, are who are going to get targeted. And that's why you watch. They all start jumping on airplanes. That means they want a civil war here. We want to stop that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I imagine, though, they're going to get hunted down wherever they run to, though.
Right.
And we're not being alarmist here. They're all over the news, Alan, talking about how they're going to have a civil war, how they're going to kill Trump, how they're going to level us Trump supporters.
Yep.
You know, once we remove him, we've got to really crush his supporters and imprison them and level them. And don't they understand that we do the hanging? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to the left, but they can't wipe their asses. And they're telling the productive, serious people of this country who don't want to kill anybody, but we sure know how. They're just keep poking us and poking us and poking us and poking us because they think they've taken our reserve as weakness. They've taken our kindness for weakness. And I really think that they are asking for it, which I hope doesn't happen. What do you think?
Oh, I hope it doesn't happen either. But that's why I brought up Kentucky, because they're fed up with it, you know. And that's why they're
and that's why if exactly. I don't want anybody to start killing anybody. But if they start a war, if they want a war, they're going to get it. I'm just saying everybody better start thinking about the tricks they're going to play during that. Obviously, we're not going to kill any military, any police. It's going to be the globalists. And I'm not going to kill anybody. I don't want anybody to get hurt. But we just better start thinking about targets.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have a new clip just out, Project Veritas. It's on Infowars.com. CNN supervisor wishes for Trump's death. Hopefully soon, they say. And here is Joe Biden 2 nights ago saying we want to remove Trump the 17th, and he clams up. Pelosi's in press conference talking about bullets she wears, and she's going to stand up against Trump. And, well, just see it for yourself. Here it is.
My son's statement speaks for itself. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that...
What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that what I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that what I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that...
Bracelets are made with bullets in the color orange, which is the color of gun violence protection. This told the president, we're not going away.
You know, we've got one shot to make Donald Trump a one-term president.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Well, Steve Allen put out a video last weekend that's gone viral. Think about it, news. Think about it, not news. And I wanted to just play part before we go to the man himself. Here it is.
The deep state Democrats are trying to take down America and install Hillary Clinton as president of the United States before the end of this year. Here are the steps the deep state Democrats hope to achieve. Number one, fake an impeachment of President Trump and whip up media hysteria to gaslight the entire nation into thinking Trump is being impeached when it's all an act with no real vote in the House, no legal bearing, and no legitimacy. Step two, they'll stage an arrest of President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and his cabinet members for CNN's cameras to create the visual impression that Trump is guilty of something. After all, why is he in handcuffs? If you've noticed already, everything with the Democrats is theater. Everything is staged. After that, they'll swear in Nancy Pelosi as the president, since she's next in line as the Speaker of the House. Then Nancy Pelosi will appoint Hillary Clinton as her vice president. Then Nancy will resign as president, making the VP, now Hillary Clinton, the president. Step six, Hillary Clinton then appoints a new vice president, possibly John Brennan, to strengthen the deep state within her administration. From that point on, the mass arrest and executions of all Trump supporters gets authorized by President Hillary. And all businesses and individuals who don't comply with the authoritarian Clinton police state will be literally imprisoned in gulags or executed by Clinton's death squads, which already have plenty of experience from Bill Clinton's Arkansas days. This is how it can all be accomplished before the end of this year. If the Democrats manage to succeed in their insidious, deceptive plans before an American public that has been lied to from the beginning. Of course, the Democrats may be forgetting very important things that will prevent their plan from succeeding. Trump is the commander-in-chief and can order the military police to arrest deep state traitors and hold them for military tribunals. The U.S. Supreme Court now leans conservative and would likely hold emergency hearings on any such attempt by the Democrats. Tens of millions of armed Americans simply won't put up with a political coup run by deep state Democrats. Over 1 million pro-Trump bikers...
Part of the video, Is America Done? With Steve Allen. He joins us for the balance of the hour. I know we also have Sandy, Jewel, Andrew, and a bunch of callers with your takes. We'll get to you as well. But going back to this gentleman who joins us live, your analysis is spot on, and that's one of the tracks they're on. They admit to remove him. They've also said, Brennan and Clapper on CNN, they could just remove him outside of even that. And they go, no impeachment? No, we'll just, you know, kill him. And then Phil Mudd and others have said, no, we're going to kill him. And I think more and more they're balancing both because they're panicking so much. Trump's also promised to get us out of these endless wars. So they've ignited a bunch of crises there. They've released ISIS. Trump's exposed that. He has the intel. He says, oh, I think, later you learn out he actually knew. He's just not releasing that info, even though he's authorized to as the president. But it's just an amazing time. I'm not saying he'll be assassinated in Dallas tonight. But in this climate, it's reasonable to say they may try because they've said they want to. They have a history of it. And history does repeat. This is Dallas. And Biden made that cryptic 17th statement that he needs to be gone by the 17th. And then looked like he'd said something he wasn't supposed to. So, Steve, thanks for joining us. What do you think is really going on here?
Alex, it's great to be with you on such a day like this. It's just mind-blowing to see the desperation of evil. And that's what it really is. It's the people that literally follow the satanic leading of this neocon, you know, globalist government that we've had in our government for years and years, and most people don't have a clue. And that is one of the reasons they've done everything they can to shut your voice. They want Alex Jones off the air because the truth is being spoken. The truth is getting out there to people who are listening. And this is why they want you gone. And you know that. I mean, I've heard you say it several times, and you're right. You are absolutely right.
They want all Americans silenced, but as the truth comes out, more and more people, if something happens to us, happens to you, will just fill that void. But why are they so desperate? Why are they so frantic now, like a bunch of gremlins on PCP running around the deck of a sinking ship?
I think they've got some marching orders from the head in the heavenlies, and the power of the prince of the air, Satan. I believe they've got some orders from him to step it up, step it up. This is important. The globalists, the Luciferians, you know, these people that, you know, the mainstream media will never talk about, and the people that most, you know, unfortunately, most Americans don't have a clue. They really don't.
And well, you just said it. They look like wild horses with foam coming out their mouths, dragging a heavy load up a mountain like they're about to die. And then there's somebody spiritually with a bullwhip just splitting open their flesh to make them complete the mission. These are slaves. When we look at Pelosi and Obama and Hillary, these are slaves.
Yeah, they are. They are slaves. They are totally in bondage to what Satan wants to do, because these are people that have rejected the truth. And the Bible's very clear that those who reject the love of the truth, and the love of truth, we used to see that at football games all the time. You see these guys holding big signs of John 3:16. That's what the love of the truth is, that Christ came and died on a cross, gave himself for us to save us, to give us the remission of our sins, because that's our sin nature. That's what they're born with. And these people in government, they are born with that sin nature, and they've never, ever given their lives to Christ, and they refuse to. This is the difference between a person who has a chance and a person who will never have a chance. Those who refuse, blatantly refuse, and say, no, I'm going to follow the devil, and money is my God. And that's really their God. Washington is nothing more than a bunch of worshipers of the devil.
And that's why they're so empty, and why are they selling out? Because they're so blind, they've turned over to it. And you look at Bob Dylan, at least he admits it, that he follows the chief master and commander of this world.
How sad. How very, very sad that Bob says that, and that he sang that song. You know, you got to serve somebody. But he's right. You do have to serve somebody. And whether you realize it or not, if you've rejected Christ, you are serving the devil. You say, well, no, I'm my own man. You know, listen, this isn't a song by Frank Sinatra. You did it your way. You think you're doing it your way, but you're not. You're serving the one, the prince of darkness, the one who they call the prince of light. And this is the thing, boy, I'll tell you, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, which is not far behind, and I think that's one of the reasons they're trying to push this up, is because the Antichrist wants to come on the scene, but he can't until, like the Bible says, until he who now restrains is removed or taken out of the way.
Let's talk about that with Steve Allen of thinkaboutit.news. This guy is on fire, and you better get on fire. I know a lot of you are, but let me tell you, it's going down. That everything I've talked about, that like Mike Adams has talked about, the people that have been really focused on the attempt of the deep state to take over, that now Trump's repeating it word for word. Well, that's because that's actually what's happening. And the deep state is publicly out there trying to act powerful and in charge to its own minions so that they will believe that they're in control and will move forward with the plan to remove Trump. You see populists being elected everywhere. And I liken it to someone caught in a riptide, getting some air, and then being pulled under again. And I think Trump and all of this is God giving everybody a reset point to really see how all this is real, the world government, the human animal clones, the secret experimentation that DrudgeReport.com is linked to today, one of an article we posted. All of this craziness, and that all this evil is going to come out, and that many people are going to choose to say no to it, but many others are going to choose to accept it. I mean, there's an article out from court in San Francisco. Remember years ago, they even got arrested. Then they got that stuff got dropped, but they did a racketeering lawsuit against the Christian group that went undercover where they were selling body parts. Well, they're not plea bargaining. They're going ahead with the trial. And now the evidence is coming out that the doctors were reportedly selling scalps of babies. So, see, I've always said they want to kill babies like people would take scalps. Well, now you learn that that's literally going on. We keep the babies comfortable, though. Don't worry. So that's part of this. And you see mass suicide increasing in young people and in veterans. There's articles out today on that I'm going to hit briefly next segment, then take your calls, where I show you the serotonin reuptake inhibitor inserts for things like Luvox and Paxil and all of it. It says makes you commit suicide. The life expectancy of the average American is going down. We have the worst infant mortality rate in the industrial world. Why? Because we're cursed. We had the blessing. So evil came and took us over to a great extent. And now there's a battle for the future of the world being decided in America. Going back to Steve Allen from thinkaboutit.news. What do you think about what Biden said? What do you think about these statements, Phil Mudd on TV saying we're going to kill the president?
Well, I think we know that that is their desire. That is exactly what's in their evil heart. Because President Trump, he is a miracle politician. He's not even a politician. He's a miracle elected official. It was a miracle. I have no doubt. I have thought this from day one that it would be if he got elected. And one of the videos I did early on was about Trump and about him building the wall and the parallel that was in the Bible. And that really catapulted my channel. And this man has been chosen by God, and he got there from the prayers of all the people, all the saints. Now, I'm not saying all the church. I'm saying the saints. And the saints are people who are real Christians. They're not the Sunday guys. They're not the ones who, you know, go there and listen to a thing and raise their hands with all the flashy music and the lights and everything. And then, you know, the rest of the week, they live like hell. They live just like the politicians, and they ignore everything going on in the world. And partly the church, I blame, Alex, the church in large part for the babies who have lost their lives over several decades now, ever since Roe v. Wade. So we're talking way back. And they sat back. They did nothing. They were not vocal. They did not elect politicians.
And that opened the door for every other evil corruption to come in. And now we learn every day progressively that the operating system of the Democrats is Satanism. I mean, mainline Democrats, we go out to their events and they go, hey, we love Satan. And they're not just doing it to freak us out. We send reporters in with other mic flags, other reporters that aren't known. And that is their operating system now.
Yeah. And tell me how that's acceptable in America. How did that ever come to the place where it's acceptable? I know what happened before Obama, but we had 8 years of a man who basically reshaped the mindset and the thinking of a country, that things were not right, that black was white, white was black. And, you know, everybody was so politically correct then. They were so afraid because we don't want to dare say anything because he's a black man. He's an African-American. He's black. And we don't dare challenge anything. That's not an excuse to allow evil and to be complicit.
Well, you could see the total setup, and I totally agree with you. Let's play a clip of Trump when he talked about, I'm the chosen one, not chosen like a messiah, but he says, you know, his supporters, I've been chosen in this time to say no to China and to say no and to finally say, hey, I said we're going to end these wars that aren't our wars. And I'm going to finally say no to the neocons because there's never a war that can stop. There's never anything. And presidents have become kept creatures. The last president tried to end Vietnam. His name was JFK. He died in Dallas. Here's the president.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning because we're the piggy bank. We're the one that all these countries, including the European Union, wants to rob and takes advantage of. European Union, $200 billion. China, more than $500.
All right, we're going to go to Sandy and Jewel and Ranger and Julie when we come back. But we've got the heads up, thinkaboutit.news, Steve Allen. And Steve Allen, again, is a Christian musician. In Southern California, he led a trade support for his family in Florida and moved into radio in the late 90s and co-hosted Morning Show. He then decided to learn internet marketing, goes on for their website design. Think About It began as an online radio show with two former radio guys who brought the latest issues and news. He does a great job. Think About It is all about you hearing the facts and breaking from the lies to make your own reasonable choices. We know the polls are fake. We know they oversample Democrats 15 points. Trump is wildly popular. I think the evidence shows. But they just keep trying to make it sound like he's unpopular. But if they do remove him, if they do kill him, that's going to be a spectacular explosion. They're not going to be able to control. And I know these are just minions of Satan that are doing this. So I don't think they understand a larger plan.
No, you're right. They don't know the larger plan. If they did, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. Of course, they wouldn't be, you know, in politics probably either, because, you know, you can almost count on maybe two hands all the politicians we have in Washington that really, you know, that they are not only for Trump, but they're for America. They're actually they're there to try to represent the people of America. And I know who they are. You know who they are. And they actually try to get the truth out. But, you know, you're talking about such a mind melting of people. And mainstream media, they have been the largest and most powerful tool in accomplishing these lies drilled into people's minds. And it's like, you know, it's just like the people that you see, you know, Caitlin Bennett interview, Owen Schroyer, the people that you've got on your staff, Alex, they go out and they interview people. And these people are so dumbed down and so programmed that they just don't understand anything. They really don't.
What do you think would happen when I come back and ask you if they do assassinate Trump or if they go the route of the impeachment, twist enough arms in the Senate to try to remove him for nothing? What is our response to that? And then we're going to take phone calls because I'm here to tell you, folks, the deep state, Biden and others have been signaling that they want to kill Trump. They've been saying they want to kill Trump, people like Phil Mudd. And then Biden made this cryptic statement about the 17th. We'll play that, too, when we come back. Please stay with us. We are live.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we're authentic, we're organic, we're grassroots, and we are the resistance to the globalists. But they don't know what to do except bully us and try to dominate us. And that's why it's important to stand against them, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have at least five of our crew up in Dallas tonight. If Trump isn't assassinated, which I hope obviously, you know, doesn't happen, that doesn't mean there's not a danger. It doesn't mean that our exposing the cryptic statements of Joe Biden and others didn't stop it. If we don't realize how dangerous things are, and if we don't point it out, it will allow them to continue this climate and actually get away with it. But if we admit how much trouble we're in, we have a good chance of stopping it. And again, here's a compilation of Biden at the debate, and I repeat it several times with the Subruder film. Here it is.
My son's statement speaks for itself. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that...
What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that what I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that what I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that
bracelets are made with bullets in the color orange, which is the color of gun violence protection, told the president, we're not going away.
You know, we've got one shot to make Donald Trump a one-term president.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
So it's very reasonable to take those statements, and there's so many others. I could play hours of it, literally, as you know. But here's another one that's new on InfoWars.com. CNN supervisor wishes for Trump death. This is one of the new things Project Veritas has put out today. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. Revealing comments caught on tape. The clip of CNN field production supervisor Gerald Cisnetti is discussing CNN's obsession with covering Trump all the time, remarking, this is a story that's not going to go away. Here's the clip.
This is a story that's not going to go away.
Oh, the Ukraine thing? Or just Trump in general?
Trump in general. The only way this will go away is when he dies. Hopefully soon.
Remember when CNN, everybody freaked out about the CNN meme of Trump beating up CNN as a pro wrestler? Well, I mean, this is what they're really thinking. It's what they're really doing. Steve Allen from thinkaboutit.news. Again, if you just tuned in, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars. What do you think we can do other than praying? And I literally have been thinking about what we can do. And it hit me the other night. Well, it is pray, but it's not just pray. It's ask God into us and then take action and then get in the streets and go to D.C. and talk to the Republicans that are somewhat purple. And it's about standing up and getting involved and informing others. What else do you think we can do?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Alex. If the Holy Spirit is not living in you, you're not a Christian. It's that simple. So you have no power to pray if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ. So there's no sense in, I mean, I wouldn't just tell everybody to pray. You can pray if you want to, but guess what? It's the people of God that he listens to. It's the people who have received the love of the truth into their hearts who he hears. It's his people who he listens to. And I can tell you that in spite of everything that the globalists want done, Nancy and Biden and everybody else, in spite of everything they want to do, and they've wanted to do for the last 3.5 years, you know, it hasn't happened, has it? And it's not going to happen tonight either. It's not going to happen tonight because God will stop it. He will thwart it just like he's thwarted every other attack. You know, we don't really know how many attacks the president has had on his life, do we? We don't know that. We never will know that. But I'm sure they've tried many times before, and he's still here.
And we also know behind the scenes, they're having their power removed. It's being dissipated. That's why they're so upset, because Trump is making real changes on the surface and below. Let's talk to Ranger in Texas, then Julie, Sandy, and Jewel. Ranger, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call. First, you know that bad feeling you got in your gut. Could have something to do with the dollar. Just took a nosedive this morning.
I saw that. Guys, let's pull up a dollar nosedive, or dollar and click news. Go ahead.
Yeah, TradingView probably has about the best place to look for it. You know, I trade currency in the morning, and we've been waiting for months for the dollar to turn. And George Soros made a comment, about 2 weeks ago, on his anticipation that the dollar can't hold its ground for much longer. And
I remember that. Guys, type in Soros says the dollar can't hold its ground, or Soros says the dollar in trouble. I saw that.
Right. And so, and the turn that it made isn't going to be a daily turn. You know, we're not talking about something for today and tomorrow. This could be something that drags down the economy. Not saying it will, but generally when the dollar starts to go down, shortly thereafter, the stock market starts to follow.
Or it could be the big earthquake. You know, they've had all these big tremors that are like 4-point, you name it. And, I mean, it's way overdue, Southern California, for a mega massive earthquake. It could be that as well. But everybody I know says they really feel on edge.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know, you look at it from the perspective of 2008, you know, was the last time something like this happened. The dollar collapsed. You know, everybody lost a lot of money on their exchanges. And
they did that to make sure Obama got in.
Right. Well, this time, you know, this is about on cue, isn't it? I mean, we're not that far away from the election, and there are very few, you know, collective bodies of people that would have the money to influence the market. Certainly Soros, with the people that he knows, probably has the influence to push it in a given direction. with the assets that he could buy.
And we've heard from the Hollywood, we want to crash the economy to teach Americans that they will not run their own country and to teach them to hate Trump. That is an excellent point, Ranger. You got any comments on this, Steve?
No, I think that as far as the economy, we know the economy is going to hit a bad place in the future. I don't think it's going to happen right now. That's my personal opinion. But I think that once things break apart, either the president starts to bring these people before and indict them, and we see some, we're going to see a change, and we're going to see something happen to these people that have been running and having their way with evil in our government for decades. Something's got to break, something decisive. We need a catalyst, and I think that's just on the way.
Well, you're right. We're definitely in the middle of a war. Ranger, any other points?
Not really. Thanks for what you do, Alex. Thanks for being the voice in the woods and the man on the watchtower.
Sir, please. We're all in this together. Thank you for supporting us, Ranger, with your word of mouth, your prayers, and we got great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Please check them out. Thank you. And I want to just encourage listeners. I know a lot of you go, you get some toothpaste, you get some coffee. This is great high-end coffee. They sell the same stuff at Whole Foods from southern Mexico, Chiapas. It's better than even high-quality Guatemalan coffee. It's very similar. It's just over the mountains. We sell for about $4 or $5 less than they usually do at places like Whole Foods. So, I mean, yeah, that's why it's so popular. 807 reviews, 98% reviews, two different blends of it. It's amazing. And we sell a ton of it. But we only make, I think, like $5 per bag. And that doesn't fund this operation. Same with toothpaste. 50% off, we make like $2 per tube. It's fluoride-free, colloidal silver iodine fortified. InfoWarsStore.com. We're running the Everything Must Go special because my gut level has been just you sell stuff, even sell stuff out at cost or below it. I was going to do a whole thing today. We're going to go to break, come back with our guest. I was going to do a whole thing today with a whole stack of scientific documents, studies, even mainline news admitting that iodine deficiency is causing lower IQ, depression, all sorts of diseases, and the system knows it. The communists around the world put it in their populations stuff because they want them to be able to be good, healthy people because they've already taken them over. Well, here they're poisoning us. Well, we've got 70% off X3. Which, again, is at cost. It's amazing high quality. Three different types of iodine, the deep earth crystal type, and X2. That's the pure deep earth crystal. And it's different strokes for different folks. They're both excellent. But those are at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back with more of your calls. Sandy, Jewel, and Julie straight ahead with our guest, Steve Allen. Till the day I die. Well, that means you haven't found God in discernment, because it is good versus evil. It's that simple. And we're on this planet for a reason. And the establishment is angry because their world government plan is in trouble. Their whole system, their whole Mark of the Beast planetary system is in trouble. Dr. is reporting on the fact that they have undoubtedly all the secret testing in Latin America, the brain chip testing, that's on Drudge Report. It's far worse than that. LeBron James bowing to communist China. That control's been there a long time. But now, Steve, we're just now learning about it because I think God's giving the world a choice. I mean, I believe in revelation. I believe in all that. But I also think that the severity of it and how it unfolds to an extent depends on how we respond and what we do. It's all predestined, but God gave us free will, and the ultimate outcome, exactly how it plays out, is up to us.
Absolutely. You're so right, Alex. And the thing is, for a Christian to believe that, well, it's in the Bible and this has all got to happen. You see, this is a cop-out. This is a cop-out because it negates my responsibility to act and respond, like you said, to do something about it now. And the truth of it is God has stayed so many different judgments and different things in history. If his people would just humble themselves, and I'm talking about real believers, not churchgoers, not, I don't know if you realize this or not, Alex, but in many ways, you are more of a preacher in a church pulpit today because you're telling people the truth and you're telling them what they need to hear and not the lies, not the little fluffy sermonette.
And we wonder why that's happened, because the churches got rid of their authority. They turned themselves over, almost all of them, to, quote, not get regulated by the government. Well, by not getting regulated, they became regulated. First Amendment said that the Congress could make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
We have laid down as a church, you know, the body of Christ in America, not other parts of the world. I mean, they know how to live as a Christian. They die. You know, you see this guy's walking out on the beach by, you know, being led out by ISIS, and they're beheaded right there on the beach. They know it's serious. And they understand. But Americans have been so pampered, so complacent, so apathetic for so long. They're like that chicken that was raised just for Thanksgiving, or that turkey. You know, we've pluffed it up. It's all puffed up. It can't run anymore, but it's sitting there waiting to be slaughtered. And that's what Americans are like right now. They're apathetic. They're ignorant. They're dumbed down. And mainstream media has programmed them.
And the globalists is making... They're making their move right now, but that's eliciting an awakening, and that's why the fight's joined, and the awakening was bigger than they thought it would be. They knew there'd be an awakening when they made their move, but now it's spectacular. Sandy, Jewel, and Julie, we're going to take your calls here before Paul Watson takes over here very, very soon. Let's go ahead and talk to Sandy. Sandy from Pennsylvania, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alan. Good afternoon. I spoke to you once before, a few months back.
Thanks for calling. I remember your voice.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand why Donald Trump doesn't make his move and round these people up that are threatening his life. Because if you make a threat to somebody in normal society, they're going to report. You're going to go to jail or get locked up and wait for trial or whatever. You know, I get angry hearing, you know, Phil Mudd or whatever his name is talk about killing the president. It's all crazy. They need to stop. They need to be arrested and put in jail or executed for the treasonous things that they're doing. You know, I am a Trump supporter. I'm not afraid of the deep state. I'm not afraid of Obama or Hillary or Bill, the pedophile rapist. I'm just angry that this is continuing. And the people that are making the threats are not going to win any of this. If something happens to President Trump, which it's not going to, because God chose him and God has his hand over him and his family. And these people that are making these threats need to shut up and leave it alone. And, you know, if they want to hurt somebody, let them hurt themselves. Leave President Trump alone. He's a good president.
Well, they have hurt themselves. They've cut themselves off from God. But I see on the board here, you were going to say, we need to pray. I mean, I think we need to not just pray. We need to ask God to come back into the world and move against the enemy. They call on their little God. And what they fear is us calling on God.
The devil never wins. God knows the outcome. He's the all-powerful, almighty Lord. And, yeah, we need to pray. We need to hold hands and pray, because God answers prayers for more than two people are praying. He hears.
Sure, God's going to do it, but God wants us to call on God, because God's about free will, isn't a bully that takes over like Satan. Thank you so much. Great point, Sandy. You want to comment on that, Steve?
Sandy's right. I mean, you know, like you said, God's not a bully. He's not a bully, but he is omnipotent. And also, Jesus said that all the gates of hell will not prevail against the kingdom of God. So, you know, the power is with people. The problem with so many believers is they don't really believe the Lord. So they don't really understand the power they have, because
sure, it's more
they
like
don't
a superstition. It's more like a superstition, because I talked to somebody that knew Hillary really well on record, ran her early campaigns with Bill, Larry Nichols, and others. And later it came out in the news exactly what he said. And she said, well, I'm a Satanist and an occultist in case that's God, but I'm also go to church. I mean, you talk about crazy. She goes, in case Jesus is it, she also prays to Jesus. I mean, these people are crazy.
Yeah, they're crazy. And, you know, trying to hedge your bets like that, that's a waste of time, man.
Well, what's the Bible say? You were hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth.
You're lukewarm. That's right. Lukewarm. God hates lukewarm, hates it. You're either hot or you're cold. And that's what Americans need to be right now. Take a side. Stand up for what's right. Speak out. This political correctness garbage, man, this is programmed into us. This is not the new normal. That term new normal, it's like It's like saying diarrhea is a new normal. No, it's not. That's not the way you're supposed to be.
Oh, you're right. You look at these leftists are slaves. Sandy, God bless you. Thank you. Julie in New Jersey. Julie, you're on the air. Then Jewel. Go ahead, Julie.
Hey, Alex.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. So great to talk to you. I totally agree. I think the Holy Spirit, though, is moving. And I am literally thinking things, and I hear it come right out of your mouth. And I think it's amazing when you said the other day that we have to surrender to God. That is true. And I think in the past, the book of Joel, where people, you know, wore sackcloth, got on their hands and knees, repented, fasted, prayed, God spared them. And I think that's what we have to do now. And even though, like, at the end of the day, we have to go into the street, maybe demonstrate, our success in that endeavor is guaranteed by our prayer, because we turn it over to God. And I was actually hoping, as sort of a de facto kind of Christian leader that you've become, that you could maybe, you know, promote a national prayer campaign. People just pledge 15 minutes a day, get on your hands and knees, skip a meal, pray, offer sacrifice to our Lord, so that we can, you know, really succeed, have that power. And I think your guest is unbelievable. And before I even called, I've been on hold. I was writing down 2 Thessalonians, and then your guest said how he thought that maybe Trump was the one that Paul was referring to as the person who is restraining the Antichrist, but then will be removed. And I had written that down, and then the next thing you know, it's out of your guest's mouth. So,
well, because we're on the same page, we're simpatico, we're dialed into the same wavelength, and then the enemy's dialed into their wavelength. And let's remember this. You read the Bible, it's all coming true. The Antichrist wages war on the saints and overcomes them in round one, but only rules for a day. And it could be a day or a day as is a year, back and forth. Not very long. They build it. It's falling apart the day the New World Order opens for business. Look at how even coming into things, there's birth pains and wars, and it's all insane. It's dysfunctional. It's failed. It never blasts off. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We'll come back and finish up with Jewel in one little more segment that Paul Watson's taking over. But you want to comment on that, Steve?
Yeah, I do, because that whole thing with the saints are overcome. Let me just tell you, that is in the last, that's the last 3.5 years. And a lot of people call the 7 years a tribulation period. I want to straighten that out for a lot of people who are listening, who are believers. Number one, the tribulation period is a total of 7 years, but the wrath of God is not poured out until the last 3.5 years. So we're what I call the beginning of sorrows, what Jesus called in Matthew 24.
We'll be right
24.
Back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number four.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, that was a lot of news I meant to get to today. Paul Watson's ready to take over. And we've got our guest here. We'll take a final call from Jewel in Ohio. I appreciate Jewel holding. Jewel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, everything that all the other callers have said, I totally agree with. And the reason I called in is because I myself, I've had this same feeling of dread, just doom kind of building up. And I even told my husband last week, I haven't felt like this since right before 9/11 happened. So I think, you know, we're all kind of feeling the same thing. And I just think God is putting this feeling in us so that we can do something about it.
Well, that's right. And a lot of that has to do with Trump pulling out of Syria, which everybody wants to hedge their bet and go, oh, we let the Kurds down. Obama went and started that war. They destabilized the whole place. Millions are flooding into Turkey. The plan is to collapse Turkey into Europe. Erdogan's threatening to send them into Europe if we don't stop it. And so he's pushing them back in there. And none of that's good. It's not fun. We didn't start it. But the fact that for the first time in, you know, 50, 60 years, we're not starting a war. We're pulling out of somewhere. It's not cutting and running. It's stopping the destruction of this country. Let me go to Steve and get his take on that.
I just want to comment on what she just said about this feeling. You know, you talked about it when you kicked off the show this morning, Alex. And I'll tell you, it really, you know, when you see all this stuff, you know, Pelosi wearing a bullet bracelet, I mean, you know, with orange on it, you know, and the connection with Donald Trump is orange hair and all these other things.
They're all into Aleister Crowley voodoo. They're all into it. They're all doing rituals.
Yeah. But here's the thing. When she said this feeling, I don't know what it's all for. I'm going to tell you what it's all for. It's very simple. God wants us to pray. This is why he allows us to feel this unexplainable tension or anxiety, whatever you want to call it. He wants us to pray. It's a signal, just like when you wake up in the middle of the night and somebody you haven't even seen for years comes into your head, and you should start praying for that person.
Because in the next day, you find out they died that night.
Could be.
Or they're in prison, or they were in a car wreck. Absolutely. And that's what I for weeks, I said, months, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I don't know what it is, I'm supposed to do something. And it hit me just the other night is, I need to pray. And I need
absolutely.
To, like, because we then funnel God's spirit into the earth through our free will. We have to open that circuit.
And he gives us the power, basically, to block out this negativity. I mean, if you're watching TV, if you're watching mainstream media.
Oh, the minute I start praying, the anxiety goes away. And I want to get back to that. Jewel, great point. Anything else?
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the products that I use, a ton of your products. We love them. The X2 has been absolutely life-changing for my oldest son who has autism. It's completely turned his life around and made him be able to function normally. So I just want to thank you for that, and I will always buy your product.
Well, ma'am, don't thank me. I mean, I've got Stabbing to do this today. Stacks of mainline articles and studies that they had tens of millions of people that wouldn't talk, who were basically autistic. They didn't call it that in China until they put iodine in their water supply, and now their IQ keeps climbing and climbing while ours is dropping. The globalists know what they're doing. They then put the bad halogen fluoride in to make it even worse.
Yep, it turned his life around. He's a, you know, you wouldn't even know he's autistic anymore. And it was all from a Hep B vaccine a rogue nurse gave him at birth, and that's what did it. And, you know, X2 took that out of him.
I know so many people that have, particularly boys, don't have strong blood-brain barriers like girls. They're 18 months, they're talking, they're healthy, they give them that shot, and they never talk again. God bless you, Jewel. I'm sorry we're out of time. Paul Watson's set to take over. Please pray for Trump in Dallas tonight. Pray for everybody. Pray for InfoWars. Pray for our crew that's going to be up there tonight. And we'll be here covering all this information tonight at band.video and at InfoWars.com/show. Live coverage on the street of the Trump rally. We're going to have on the street tonight. One way or another, we're going to have those live feeds here for you. I want to thank Steve Allen for joining us. Steve Allen, thank you so much. God bless you. Paul Watson takes over right now.
It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We've got an absolute ton of news to cover today, focusing on the rebellion against Extinction Rebellion. It didn't take long, did it? And now they chose, out of all the targets that they could have picked to protest against climate change, they chose an electric-powered train, the London Underground, and the reaction was not too pleasant, to say the least. Headline up on summit.news, also on the Drudge Report. Angry Londoners drag climate change protesters from roof of train. Middle class virtue signalers met with little enthusiasm from working class commuters. And this is the point that I've been making over the past 2 weeks since these major protests started in major cities around the world. This is a middle or upper middle class protest, literally damaging, inconveniencing the lives of mainly working class people. There you see the video from Canning Town, London this morning. Not a great location to pick to pull off this stunt, given that it's in East London. It's very working class and it's full of people, as you see there, probably at 6, 7 a.m. in the morning. Five people deep, as is usual for that time in the morning with the London Underground, trying to get on the train, trying to go to work. In fact, there were some people in the crowd yelling out, you know, I've got to put food on my table. I've got to get to work. Why on earth did they choose to protest in one of the poorest areas of London by climbing on top of an electric train? You would think that they would want to encourage people to use electric-powered public transport, given that they're supposedly protesting against CO2 emissions and climate change, yet they picked the worst possible target. And you saw what happened there. The racist, far-left, environmentalist extremist kicked a black man in the face. That's what their protest has come to. Of course, all the media headlines after that were about how he was pummeled by a mob. He wasn't pummeled by a mob. Yeah, there were a few punches thrown. There are a few kicks directed at him. But neither this guy or the second individual, because there were two people who jumped on top of this train, really came out of it badly injured. In fact, they were fine. I think they were later arrested by police. But again, absolutely insane to choose that location in London and to choose that method of public transport to pull off that stunt. Because as I exhaustively documented in the video I put out about this last week, The Truth About Extinction Rebellion, last time they were targeting the meat market, again in London, in Smithfield, the meat market, which is again a working class area full of people, some of them on minimum wage, others earning very little money, others trying to support businesses. These are working class people, lower middle class at best. And they picked the meat market where all the working class people work and the train in East London, the poorest area of East London. And is it any surprise what happened? So four of the protesters were arrested. I don't think any of the individuals involved in the fracas trying to pull them down from the train were arrested. And then there's another clip, which I tweeted earlier. Headline at Guido Fawkes, commuter calls out Extinction Rebellion for electric train protest. And it's basically a bunch of working class people. And let's say, to be fair, it's a very diverse crowd, isn't it? Because Canning Town, those areas of East London, Stratford, places like that, are literally about 50, 60% migrants. So it's kind of ironic that those very same people jumping on top of those trains will be very vehemently pro-mass immigration, and yet at least half of the people surrounding them and pulling them down in this instance were probably migrants that came to the country as a result of mass immigration. So now you have the based migrants basically pulling down, dragging down the far-left, upper-middle-class environmental poshos, and it was very hilarious to say the least. Basically, Extinction Rebellion has been cancelled today. If you read the reactions to their own Facebook posts, their own tweets, their own tweet threads, virtually every single response, even from people who supported them, was like, that's it, I'm done. I can't support this anymore. Why are you targeting poor people? The ones, by the way, who are at the forefront of being impacted by these climate regulations, by these climate taxes, as we'll see later on in Holland. Of course, the Yellow Vest protest in France started off primarily as a protest against fuel tax hikes because of the restrictions there on the people out in the suburbs, out in the countryside. That brought a lot of the Yellow Vest protesters to Paris. So one of their main gripes, one of their main concerns was environmental regulation, environmental taxes, which target the poorest in the West and, of course, target the poorest in many third world countries, because they're not allowed to develop because of this whole global warming crusade. We had another example of this in Canada. Headline, video, irate man breaks up line of Extinction Rebellion protesters trying to block intersection. This was in Edmonton, Canada. An irate man broke up a line of Extinction Rebellion protesters who were trying to block a busy intersection as onlookers cheered. So there were some guys filming it out of what looked like an office block window just above the incident. And footage of the incident shows climate change activists blocking a road while holding a banner that says, "Walk, don't talk." Well, quite a few of the people in those vehicles did talk. They were yelling at them to get out of the way. And then one guy got out of his car, or I think he came from behind. I'm not sure if he actually got out of a vehicle or if he was just walking past. Grabs their banner, throws it over a wall, then grabs one of their phones and smashes it on the ground. They all start having hissy fits. The line is broken and traffic resumes as normal. And the people commenting on it as they film it from the window are quite funny as well. They say, "That was brilliant. That was effing amazing. That guy's my hero." So again, the rebellion against Extinction Rebellion continues to expand across the United Kingdom and across Canada because people are sick and tired of being told how to live their lives by these privileged upper middle class snobs who fly to daddy's ski lodge in Stade, Switzerland, you know, three times a year. Somebody pointed that out on a tweet thread a few weeks ago. They collated all the examples of climate change activists taking photographs from within airplanes out the window. And of course, then he had Greta Thunberg, who literally pals around with Arnold Schwarzenegger, a guy who has a garage full of muscle cars and tanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, who goes on yacht cruises on giant 400-foot yachts owned by Middle Eastern oil billionaires. And then the next day he went to a climate march protest. You have, of course, Prince Harry, who went on four private jet trips in the space of just 11 days. Was he doing it to save the planet? No, he was doing it so he could go and party with Elton John in his mansion in France. There you see Greta, who we cannot criticize, who has literally been sainted as the new Jesus, the successor to Jesus Christ in Sweden. They had church bells ring out in honor of Greta. I put a YouTube video out about Greta, as has others, and it got deleted for cyberbullying because, you know, they can put up a poster child for their agenda all day long. It's a good little trick, that, isn't it? As soon as you say anything against them, against their message, then you get silenced. After the break, we're going to get into more of this because Holland again had a massive protest against climate change restrictions. This is working class farmers blocking highways, producing traffic jams across the entire country of Holland because, like the yellow vests in Paris, they're sick of these environmental regulations impacting their lifestyles and eviscerating whatever disposable income they have left. We're also going to get into Norwegians told to pee in the shower, again, to save the planet. This is The Alex Jones Show, live, Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back. So we see the rebellion against Extinction Rebellion and these eco-maniacs expanding. Again, if you go and look at the funding of this group, they claim that they're transparent with their funding, but then anyone who donates over £5,000 to their group can have their name hidden. So all those top elitist donors do not appear on record. Working class people across London, across the UK, across many other countries are revolting against this rebellion, so-called. And then we have this story as to the true motivations of this group. Top story up on summit.news. Extinction Rebellion co-founder says climate protest is about ending idea heterosexuality is normal. Yes, he actually wrote this. Bear in mind the actual founder of this group, and this video is featured in my video, said that their goal was to overthrow democracies, and if those democracies didn't fall in line, some people may die. Those are the exact words of the founder of Extinction Rebellion, and now one of the co-founders, in his own lengthy article, which is posted on Medium.com, says that this climate change protest has nothing to do with the climate. What's it about? Well, the co-founder of Extinction Rebellion writes, The climate protest, quote, isn't about the climate. That's his quote. Isn't about the climate. And he's actually about toppling European civilization and ending the idea that heterosexuality is normal. What on earth does that have to do with the climate? Well, in a lengthy article for Medium called Extinction Rebellion Isn't About the Climate, Stuart Basden, who again is one of the co-founders, who was there right at the start when this group emerged, reveals the true goals of the far-left environmentalist action group. He asserts at the beginning of this article that whatever climate problems exist cannot be fixed. In his own words, the co-founder of this group says that their entire raison d'etre is completely meaningless, and that the movement should instead be focused on tearing down the entire capitalist system. By the way, China, the world's biggest polluter, isn't mentioned once in this entire article. Neither is India, neither are any of the biggest polluting countries, aside, of course, from the UK and the USA. Greta Thunberg, in her complaint to the UN, of course, did not include China on that list of countries she was complaining about. She has no plans to go to China and preach the gospel there. Well, now the co-founder claims that European civilization is to blame for spreading, quote, cruelty and violence throughout the globe for the last 600 years and bringing torture, genocide, carnage, and suffering to the ends of the earth. What does that have to do with modern day CO2 emissions? Oh, and by the way, basically every group on the planet 600 years ago was doing exactly the same. He then cites numerous, quote, delusions which are to blame for this situation, including white supremacy, which is odd given that 99% of these protesters are white, patriarchy and class hierarchy, which is also a strange one given that most Extinction Rebellion protesters are upper middle class snobs who do little but inconvenience and harm the working class, as we saw today during the incident in Canning Town, where they were literally dragged from the train by a bunch of working class people who weren't too happy with them. He writes, quote, again, this is the co-founder of Extinction Rebellion, Stuart Basden, quote, the delusions of heterosexism, heteronormativity, this is straight out of Gender Studies 101, by the way, propagate the idea that heterosexuality is normal and that other expressions of sexuality are deviant. So it's not about the climate, it's not about CO2 emissions, it's about changing the very notion that heterosexuality is the default biological breeding setting for humankind. This is what these people want, the overthrow of absolutely everything so they can remold it in their own image. Given what's happening across London, across many other countries, that is not a goal shared by many other people. And then at the end of the article, just to exemplify his deep-seated white guilt, he actually admits that he's been harassing his own family to send reparations to black families in America who share the same name to compensate again for his white guilt over slavery. So literally the co-founder of this group is writing that it's not about the climate, it's about overthrowing Western civilization, overthrowing the entire capitalist system, and overthrowing the very notion that heterosexuality is normal. In his own words, those are the true goals. And what do we see going on in Norway right now in a similar context? Norwegians told to pee in the shower to save water. This was Frode Holt of the Water and Sewer Agency in Oslo, who appeared on Norwegian state television to raise awareness about the fact that Norway uses almost double the amount of water used in Denmark. He said, quote, do not run the water when you brush your teeth. Only wash with filled washing machines. Only buy washing machines that don't use so much water. Use a pot when you're watering plants in your garden. And pee in the shower in the morning. Remember, these are the same people who align themselves with muscle car Arnold Schwarzenegger, 400-foot luxury yacht owned by a Saudi oil billionaire, Leonardo DiCaprio, and 4 private jet trips in 11 days, Prince Harry. But you can't use water when you're brushing your teeth, you can't leave the tap running, and you have to pee in the shower. Heel, pleb. The host of the show challenged this statement, remarking, pee in the shower, you do know that many people will choke when they hear you say that. He said, yes, but it's a great idea. We can also brush our teeth in the shower. It's very good for the environment. Viewers of the show, similar to those people in that train station this morning, did not react warmly to the proposal, with one asking, why not also poop in the shower? Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, Dutch farmers stage new revolt against climate change restrictions. As I said before the break, similar situation to what you had with the yellow vests in Paris. A gas tax hike was what brought them out on the streets against Macron initially. That's partially what he had to back down on to try and assuage those protesters. Didn't really work. They're still out on the streets. It just doesn't get as much media attention. Well, now farmers in the Netherlands are staging a new revolt against restrictions on livestock related to climate change, with one telling the state broadcaster how he is sick of being lectured about nature by middle-class city dwellers who have two plants on their balcony. Demonstrations began earlier this month. Of course, we covered it back on October 1st when they started. Why are the Dutch farmers protesting? Because the government came out and announced that they would have to slash their livestock production by up to 50% to meet commitments on reducing nitrogen emissions. And by the way, those same restrictions will not be levied against the aviation industry, only against working class and lower middle class farmers. Is it any wonder why they're absolutely furious, why they're clogging up major roads and highways and causing traffic jams across the country? They actually called out the Dutch army to try and deal with this, to try and put roadblocks up to stop them getting to the major cities. Didn't really work. Misha Bauer of the Farmers Defence Force told the state broadcaster, last year you didn't hear anything about nitrogen, and now it's suddenly a mortal question. Farmers also argue that their crucial role in food production is being overlooked and that they are being blamed for climate change. So basically, a Dutch court said the government has to impose these draconian regulations on nitrogen emissions. That would result in 50% livestock production reduction for the Dutch farmers, and they are out there on the streets defending their very livelihoods. We'll be back. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into some big free speech news. Mark Zuckerberg talking about how Facebook is really getting behind free expression once again, and you can believe him, can't you? But before we go to that, I'm going to tell you about the amazing deals we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because unlike Extinction Rebellion and all these big far-left social justice groups, we don't get giant fat checks from NGOs and people like George Soros, so the only way we can survive is to count on your great support. And right now we have the Everything Must Go emergency sale at InfoWarsStore.com, where we've got 40 to 70% off dozens of products, because we're making room in our warehouse and trying to secure funds to purchase inventory for the next year. So everything must go, and we need your help to blow out our products and help InfoWars expand. We've already sold out of products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Pollen Block, but we're giving you even greater savings on some old and new favorites to make this a true 360 win. So make sure you get the most out of supporting the InfoWar. We're bringing you 40 to 70% off dozens of products, free shipping, and double Patriot points, so you can get your Christmas shopping done early, because there's no guarantee these products will be available for the rest of the year. We have Survival Shield X3, a 2-ounce bottle at 70% off, massive discount. The 360 Immune Defense combo with Immune Wall and Silver Bullet, that's just $19.95, a 71% saving. Gut Fusion is available at 50% off. Survival Shield X3 1-ounce bottle, 60% off. Vaso Beet is available at 50% off. We have the Ultimate Fish and Krill Oils at 25% off. The Super Silver Skin Cream is 30% off and selling out fast, plus lots of other great deals at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have another ton of products available at 50% off, including BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2, and the fantastic energy drink Turbo Force, free shipping, double Patriot points. That is the Everything Must Go emergency sale, available right now for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network. Now, Mark Zuckerberg got up in front of Georgetown University today and said how much he really cherishes free speech, because it's not like he literally bans people for having certain opinions. and prescribes what opinions you're allowed to have by making that a warning. How dare you even post an image of Alex Jones, for example? Big Zuck is watching. Well, now he's cast himself and his company, reports Axios under the headline Mark Zuckerberg doubles down on free speech as champions of free speech. This is truly clown world stuff. In a 45-minute talk, he said, quote, "I believe we have two responsibilities, to remove content when it could cause real danger as effectively as we can." Unless it's literally entire pages devoted to wanting to assassinate Trump, then they stay up for months and months and months. "And to fight to uphold as wide a definition of freedom of expression as possible, not allow the definition of what is considered dangerous to expand beyond what is absolutely necessary. This is a company that literally banned me for no reason whatsoever. And then when they finally came out with a reason, they said it was because I interviewed Tommy Robinson 3 years ago on a completely different platform. Is that a wider definition of freedom of expression as possible? Is shadow banning conservatives? Remember back in the day before all this occurred, before the social credit score was brought into fruition, they literally had people removing trending topics from their trending list if they were conservative talking points, even if they were organically trending. Zuckerberg said, quote, "I believe people should decide what is credible, not tech companies. When it's not absolutely clear what to do, we should err on the side of free expression." The tech companies literally decide that because they prescribe the opinions you're allowed to have. He got up in front of Congress, as did Sundar Pichai, and said they don't remove content based on partisan issues. That's been disproven time and time again with my banning, with Alex Jones's banning, with Laura Loomer's banning, with Milo Yiannopoulos's banning. Again, complete and total BS. And by the way, they still haven't released the information, which they're legally required to do, on why they banned me. So that continues to move forward legally. Says the big picture, Facebook's scale and impact has become a flashpoint for political criticism in the US and around the world. Of course, they will have a big moral panic about Russians buying $3,000 worth of ads on Facebook. But when you've got a company that has 2.2 billion users literally prescribing the opinions those users are allowed to have, that's not election meddling at all, is it? Absolute relentless BS. Meanwhile, in France, also on the issue of free speech, headline, deputy editor of Le Figaro condemned for saying everyone has the right to hate religion. This was a guy called Yves Thirard, who was condemned by other journalists after arguing during a television appearance that Islamophobia doesn't exist because everyone has the right to hate religion. Bearing in mind, this was a country that suffered two massive jihadist terror attacks. The first one, the attack on Charlie Hebdo, was because the cartoonist had expressed that very same opinion that the right to hate a set of beliefs shouldn't be banned, shouldn't be made illegal, shouldn't be met with violent slaughter. Now journalists, talking heads in France, are siding with the free speech advocates. No, literally with the same sentiment that those ISIS jihadists took with them as they brutally gunned down cartoonists in Paris, France, in January 2015. That's the side they've chosen. So he basically said these comments in the context of a discussion surrounding the banning of the Islamic veil in public, which is supposed to be the law in France. It is never enforced. As well as the recent murder of four people at a police station in Paris by a man who had converted to Islam. So a member of France's National Rally Party asked the president of the regional council in France to tell a veiled Muslim woman accompanying her son to remove her hijab. This woman refused to do so, and then she accused the party itself, which was merely calling for the law to be enforced, of whipping up a surge of hatred. And Thirard, the deputy editor of Le Figaro, which is a big newspaper in France, responded by saying he had once left a bus because he saw a woman wearing the full veil and that Islamophobia does not exist because everyone has the right to hate religion. Apparently not. Now we only have the right to side with literal jihadist terrorists who hate free speech. So he was absolutely slaughtered for simply saying that you should have the right to hate a set of beliefs if they are barbaric, arcane, and backwards. Meanwhile, in Denmark, headline, nearly half of immigrant descendants in Denmark say criticizing religion should be illegal. These are the people we're bringing in, and this is what they believe. What could possibly go wrong? Nearly 50% of descendants of non-Western immigrants in Denmark think it should be illegal to criticize religion, a sharp contrast with the numbers of ethnic Danes. 48% of descendants said criticizing religion should be illegal. Only 42% of first-generation immigrants who have been in Denmark for 3 years or more said the same. So the more recent arrivals are actually more anti-free speech than the older immigrants. For ethnic Danes, the number who want to get rid of the freedom to criticize religion was dramatically lower at only 20%. But when those ethnic Danes are being replaced at a rapid pace, what do you think is going to happen to freedom of speech across Europe? Meanwhile, in Sweden, the progressive utopia, potential bombing after powerful explosion at Swedish police station. I do not even write articles about this anymore. I used to make videos about Sweden probably two or three times a year. Don't even bother anymore, because this is just like every night. Every night you read the headlines. Oh, there was an explosion here. There was gunfire here. There was a stabbing here. Now a police station in the Swedish city of Strafenstorp was targeted by an explosive device, with witnesses describing the blast as loud and powerful. The explosion occurred in the early hours of Monday morning and caused damage to the main door of the building. Literally every night I go into Swedish media and it's explosion here, explosion here, explosion here. They don't even deliver the mail to some of these migrant-heavy areas in Stockholm, in Malmo, in these other places, because it's too dangerous to do so. And Swedes have just accepted this. This is their cultural enrichment. This is their progressive utopia. In a related story, nearly one-fifth of Sweden's population is now foreign-born. Nearly one in five people living in Sweden was born in a foreign country, newly released statistics have revealed. According to Statistics Sweden, 19.1% of Sweden's population, nearly 2 million people, were born outside the country. They forecast that in 2040, the majority of people in Sweden will not be ethnically Swedish. Good luck with that. Back for the final segment of the show. Before we hit some final news stories, I want to remind you again about the Everything Must Go emergency sale special available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we've got 40 to 70% off dozens of products. This is probably one of the biggest discounts we've ever had across such a raft of different products. Not just the 70% off some of them, also still 50% off some of the most popular products, including Bodies, the Wound Gel, Super Male Vitality, the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, and others. But again, we've also got massive 70% discounts on the Survival Shield X3 2-ounce bottle, 360 immune defense combo, Survival Shield X3, and Vaso B. Again, massive 70% savings across a bunch of products. Free shipping and double Patriot points available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only. This is a blowout Everything Must Go emergency sale. Well, we've also got, as I mentioned, Survival Shield X3 Blowout, which is 60% off the 1 ounce or 70% off the 2 ounce bottles. We want to make sure that all Info Warriors can experience the next evolution in activated nascent iodine with a massive sale on Survival Shield X3. For a limited time, you can get it for 70% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping as well. Please support this network. Well, in Britain, of course, we have soaring violent crime. We had violent crime rise 19% over the course of the last year. We've got eco-mentalists blocking major bridges, blocking major highways. The police just stand by and do absolutely nothing, as they're ordered to do. But don't worry, because they are policing pronouns. Headline: British chief of police warns misgendering people is a form of abuse. The chief of police in Britain chose to recognize International Pronouns Day, and now they've got some other stupid one on Twitter, Spirit Day, or some absolute BS. Literally every day, they have an entire LGBT month. They also have to have every single day a trending hashtag on their pronouns. Well, now a chief of police in Britain says that misgendering transgender people is a form of abuse, and this is no idle threat, by the way. As I point out in this article, just about 6 months ago, a 38-year-old woman was arrested in her own kitchen in front of her children and locked up for 7 hours because of the crime of referring to a transgender woman as a man on the internet. People being stabbed like literally 10 minutes away, but you called a man on the internet, get in jail. A man was also interrogated for 30 minutes by police for liking a limerick on Twitter. That's right. He didn't even write the tweet. It was a tweet. It was a limerick that made fun of transgender people. He liked it. They literally called up his workplace. The police found out who he was and interrogated him for half an hour. He was probably lucky to not be thrown in a jail cell for 7 hours. And a Christian doctor in the UK was also fired from his government job earlier this summer after he refused to refer to a 6-foot bearded man as madam. That's the situation in the UK where we have, again, 19% increase in violent crime in the last year. But don't worry, because pronouns are being policed. Today is International Pronouns Day, said Detective Chief Constable Julie Cook in a video posted to Twitter, which is particularly important to people who identify as transgender or gender nonconforming, or any of the other infinite genders that now exist. She said, being misgendered can have a huge impact on somebody and their personal well-being. It can also be used as a form of abuse. So basically, it's an open threat that they're on the lookout for this, that you may be the next victim of the politically correct thought police. Last time, this video of this police chief talking absolute nonsense, she really looks like she believes it as well, has 1 million views. I haven't seen the responses, but it's fair to say that that tweet was ratioed, so people aren't buying this clown world order, which is the good news. Meanwhile, Project Veritas continues to hit bombshell after bombshell out of the park. CNN supervisor wishes for Trump's death hopefully soon. There was a tweet that went viral earlier from somebody saying, look at all these deplorable Trump supporters celebrating Elijah Cummings' death. I didn't see any. Obviously, there was probably a few. They do it on a routine basis. That's fine. Now, a CNN supervisor was caught on tape wishing for President Donald Trump's death, commenting that it will happen hopefully soon. This was CNN field production supervisor Gerald Cisnett, who was discussing CNN's obsession with covering Trump all the time before remarking, this is a story that's not going to go away. The only way this will go away is when he dies hopefully soon. And then if you look at the other revelations, the other leaks from James O'Keefe and Project Veritas today, it's basically, and this is what I've been told from within many news organizations, everybody hates their jobs. Everybody's really demoralized that they're no longer doing actual journalism. They're no longer actual news outlets. And they have a few quotes here in this Zero Hedge article. It's all just a bunch of BS. CNN manager laments network's decay on hidden camera. There are other quotes as well which speak to this, like Scott Garber, senior field engineer at CNN, who said, quote, we used to cover news, we used to go out and do stories, but Trump is more important. Adia Jacobs, CNN technical operations supervisor, said, when Zucker took over, it wasn't until Trump that we ended up being all Trump all the time. Another person said Zucker, basically said F all the other stories. They are so demoralized, they hate their job so much, because they know that they're prostitutes, that they no longer do real journalism. That's why the morale in newsrooms is historically low. Just by coincidence, news outlets, their trust in news outlets across the general public is also historically low. Meanwhile, creator of Men in Black told having an opinion on his own film was old white mansplaining. This was Ed Solomon, who was having a conversation with a group of friendly social justice warriors. At a cafe, he said, where I'm writing, the people next to me were disagreeing about the origins of Men in Black. And I said, if you'd like, I could clear that up for you. This is the guy who created it. And one of them responded, I'm sorry, we do not need an old white man's mansplanation. So I apologized, and that was that. Yes, that's the most tragic aspect of this story, that Solomon himself apologized for having an opinion on his own movie, because he's just an old white man. And in this new era of racial tolerance, your opinion is automatically rejected because of your skin color, because apparently that's anti-racism now. Meanwhile, South Park is back with a new episode. Daily Caller reports South Park mocks LeBron James' comments on free speech in new episode Let Them Eat Goo. South Park took aim at LeBron James with its Wednesday night episode, Let Them Eat Goo. Of course, last week, their episode, Banned in China, was banned in China because it mocked China. The NBA, one of the most woke, pro-social justice networks, sporting agencies in the entire country, immediately caved and fell into line and supported communist China, one of the biggest human rights abusers against minorities on the entire planet. Now, according to the Hollywood Reporter, the episode, the South Park episode, mocked the NBA star's comments on free speech. James foolishly said, "We have a right to free speech, but there apparently can be grave consequences." In the episode, they satirized this by having Cartman say, quote, "Yes, we do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and only thinking about yourself." Again, this is a guy, LeBron James, who repeatedly tweeted about people like MLK fighting injustice. In fact, I've got the tweet here. LeBron James said, quote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, apart from apparently when that injustice is being doled out by communist China. And because they're his paymasters, it's just fine." Antifa radicals threatened to bring out the guillotine if church shows Jordan Peterson documentary. Remember, these are the anti-fascists. Antifa leftists are threatening to bring out the guillotine if a church shows a documentary about best-selling author Jordan Peterson. So basically, there's a documentary about Jordan Peterson. It's already being cancelled in a bunch of theatres across America and Canada, including in Brooklyn and Toronto, because the people screening it said they were fearful of, quote, getting in trouble. Well, the precise nature of that trouble was revealed when the film's co-creator, Maziar Ghanderi, received a text from a pastor who'd received threats after agreeing to screen the film in his church. One of the threats included a promise to bring out the guillotine to fix society. So much for the tolerant left. Suicides and homicides on the rise in young people. This is a CDC report. This is a report out of NBC News. Suicides and homicides are on the rise among children, teens, and young adults in America, according to a new report that highlights why experts say is a disturbing trend among the young. From 2007 to 2017, the rate of Americans ages 10 to 24 who died by suicide rose by 58%. And people have done the comparisons with that, noting that the decline in faith, belief, religion has also declined by almost the same figure over the course of the last 10 years amongst young people in that age bracket. What a coincidence. It also has ties, of course, to the detrimental, horrific effects that social media has on the mental well-being of young people, which has not been studied nearly enough. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer, breaking news at Infowars.com.